last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, homosexual Joseph.
Boy, it's a sad day. You guys lost the peak, and I lost my Peruvian boyfriend to the INS.
You sound like you're really broken up about it, Joe.
I was.
For about 15 minutes?
Yeah, at least.
That goes on for Homo Joe. God knows that.
I did go out on a blind date. That was really a strange one.
Really?
We were going to pick up this guy, and he had a seeing eye dog.
Who did you ask sex with, the guy or the dog?
Both.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
The son of a beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Culture based.
But turn your radio down. No who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women.
That's right.
Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
That's right.
And don't call telling jokes.
That's right.
You can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it.
That's right.
Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Gentlemen, he's written a best-selling book.
Oh?
Maybe you've read it. A little thing called the Bible.
Oh, the book is two parts.
Please welcome noted author, Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak.
What do you say, fans?
Did you notice Bill's gesture of support to G. Gordon Liddy?
No, what?
Bill's wearing a salmon-colored jacket today.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Ascroft and all the ships at sea. A full 7.5 inches long and about 3 in girth. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. New episode coming at you on Friday. February 2nd. We are every day brought to you via satellite in the auspices of Westwood One.
Yeah,
I know. That's why we don't have a new Greenville affiliate today.
Right.
Because we're still affiliated with Westwood One.
They try.
They're trying real hard.
Of course they are.
Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Thank you, Jimmy. That phone number is 877-365-3636. Your toll-free hotline to the hits, 877-365-3636.
Welcome to my world.
Come on in. Everyone's wearing salmon jackets.
Won't you come on in?
I'll tell you,
there's a festive mood around this building today.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas, I guess.
Join us for a lovely, lovely mistrial.
You gotta like seeing the old man's face, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's coming by to celebrate his victory in a moment.
It's
wonderful. So dressed up, Stevie Wonder. Because this show, like G. Gordon Liddy's outfit, is filled with you and mine.
Filled with you and mine. Filled with you and mine.
Yeah, I don't know how relevant that is to people who don't live in the D.C. area, or if your radio station where you hear us does not carry G. Gordon Liddy, but he won his defamation suit.
Yes, there was a mistrial, which in effect is a victory for G. Gordon Liddy, and the somebody sued him, and there was a mistrial, so they threw it out.
And, we've been behind him the whole way, and we've had updates from the trial on the show, and G. is downtown right now taping that show Hardball.
Yeah, because, I mean, anybody that's listened to Gordon Liddy about his theories of Watergate and why they broke in, suddenly there is new credibility with all this stuff. Jury has thrown out the lawsuit, so that has a lot of credibility to it.
So he's going to come by. He stopped in the office on his way downtown to tape Hardball. He's going to come by, do a victory lap, and I believe he said to us he's going to come by and speak just in German today on the show.
Yes, he's very excited about that. Yeah, he's going to do that phony German stuff that he does.
Yeah, phony stuff. Right. Not phony stuff, because he doesn't really believe that. So we got a jam-packed show today. We got Liddy doing his victory celebration. Chuck Stossel, jail mail today. POA alert. Melissa Stark from Monday Night Football will be joining us again today.
Really?
Yes, from Hawaii.
Ooh, wonderful site of the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl, and a brand new low-budget Jeopardy. All of that coming along with your telephone calls. First, I would like to tell you that my roof is not caved in yet.
Oh, good. Is it still leaking?
It is still leaking.
Are you going to have it replaced?
We are.
Jeez. But you don't have to pay for it, I take it.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know, because the problem is not in the roof per se. The problem is in one of the skylights in the roof.
Oh.
And I'm not exactly sure how this goes, but when the guys came out and fixed the roof,
right?
Apparently, the people who put in the skylight, they're different.
Because of the skylight, has your whole roof been ruined?
I don't know, because I haven't actually been up there to look, but I know that as we stand in our living room now and we look at the ceiling, we can actually see a slight buckling.
Wow. Oh, my God.
It's almost like, I know you've seen that. There's some dome somewhere that got a leak in it, and all of a sudden, it's like one of those girls' fake boob things exploding.
Oh, yeah.
Like what happened to China, the wrestler.
Horribly misshapen.
Yeah, and the silicone implant burst, and there was goo all over the place.
So that's your roof.
Yeah, that's what our roof right now is, like a gigantic silicone implant that is slowly, slowly leaking.
Well, I hope they get that fixed in short order.
Yeah, well, hey, we do too.
Well, your wife's on the case, right?
Yeah. Well, she's on the case as much as she can be on the case.
So they're not being entirely cooperative.
Well, no. They're great, and the sale today at Neiman Marcus.
Oh, I see.
First things first.
Oh, I understand.
Right,
okay.
And you got to have your priorities. And the way that she explained this to me, and, I just want to say for the record, in the next life, and I am a believer that we all live many, many lives, mm-hmm. In the next life, I would like to come back as Frida. I would like to come back as the girl who's married to me.
Right.
Because this is Frida's day. Today, she got up, she took Bart to school today because I had to go work out. Oh, and I'll tell you about that, too. What a scene I had with my workout guy today. She took Bart to school, then she did some stuff that she had to do, and then she went to this sale that she'd been telling me about at Needless Markup, okay? Now, the deal is, she goes, she's out of the house like 3 hours, she comes home, and I say, how did it go? Because she'd been looking forward to the sale.
Right.
Like there's such a thing as a sale at Needless Markup.
What is that, from like 1,000% markup down to 500% markup?
Right. So she says, oh, it was great. I got a bunch of stuff. And I'll say to Frida's credit, she really does not go out and buy a lot of super duper expensive stuff for herself. That she's a conscientious shopper.
She has an eye for a bargain.
She gets that from her mom. But the deal at this store, I don't get it today. She goes to the store, she buys stuff, mm-hmm. and they don't give it to her. What? You go and you buy the stuff at the store, and they're not going to have the stuff at the store for like 3 weeks or something.
So these are display items only, and then she sees what she wants and they order it?
I guess. I don't know. I don't get it.
That's not the kind of shopping guys like.
I don't know.
Guys hate that. Guys want to go in there, grab what they want, and they want to take it home.
Right? I said, well, why'd you pay for it? She said, because it was, you know, all this percentage off.
Right.
I said, okay, but where's the stuff? Well, I won't get it for a while.
That's not good.
Yeah, but I guess that's how they do it. So anyway, listen, that's her life, and more power to her. You know, next time I'll win the lottery and I'll be her, and, you know, let her suffer being me. Let her be me. Let her be me.
Let her experience the hell that is being you.
Let her be me. Now listen, you know, I am not in the best physical shape of anybody on the planet.
Okay.
But I'll give you this. I'm working my ass off, okay? I know you've talked a lot about your workout stuff, and I've lowballed it. I've not gone on the air with the fact that I'm also in a nutritional plan, and I, you know, I'm eating bird scraps, and I'm having all this crap where you eat a small amount of food every 3 hours a day, and all of it is preordained as to how much you can have, and I'm not allowed to drink but one day a week, and all of this crap. And this is all backed up by the fact that we joined this gym.
You're lucky with that last one you mentioned.
Oh, what, the drinking one day a week?
Yeah.
You can't even have one drink a week?
It was taken away from me today.
Oh, you made up for it at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons it was taken away.
So I'm at the gym this morning.
Okay, Mike.
I'm sorry. I'm at the gym this morning, and I'm going to mention him by name. Rob is my trainer.
Rob's training you? All right, now we're going to do some squats.
No, that's the... It's a different Rob. It's a different Rob.
Do another set.
And he's been working me hard, and I'm sure like anybody who has a personal trainer, there's give and take. There's, you know, a lot of times he'll say, we're going to do 15 reps of something. And I'm counting, and it's like, I go, okay, that's 15. He goes, no, five more.
Right.
You know, that's their game, okay, to get you to do more. And it's like when he does that, I'll say, well, F you. And he goes, okay, well, F you too. You know, keep doing it. And it's all very lighthearted. So we're getting towards the end of the workout, and he says, okay, all we got to do now is the calves. And this is a bitch where you go, you stand on these stairs, and what you do is you just lift, you're standing on the edge of the stair, and with your feet.
Is this the first day you did it?
Oh, no, I do them all the time.
You do them all the time?
All the time, but this is...
When was the last time you did them?
Tuesday.
And so you know that, like, the pain after the fact...
Yeah, it burns worse than anything.
And then the day after, you know, you can hardly walk.
So, you know, he's got me going up and down and up and down, and then you put one leg behind the other, and you're doing one leg lifts. And the whole time we're doing this, he's making conversation with me, and he says, what are you doing this weekend? I said, well, gee, nothing. I guess I'm mainly going to be just trying to get over this illness that I've still got. I still feel like crap. Mm-hmm. And I say to him... Not that I care, you know, because I don't. What are you doing? He says, I'm going hiking. I'm going caving this weekend.
Oh, caving.
Caving. Oh, wow. I said, well, great. That sounds like a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah, going, you know, running to worms and bats.
Yeah, so it doesn't sound like fun to me, but I say that sounds like fun. And he says, yeah, I bought myself a new caving helmet. So I stopped for a moment. I mean, I didn't stop what I was doing, my workout, like I'm doing it now up and down, but I'm just looking at him. I said, really? I said, that caving helmet, does that come with a light on it? Because I'm busting his balls.
Right,
and he says to me, seriously, no, it didn't come with a light on it, but I bought a light.
And so you're smiling, I'm sure, and smirking a little bit.
And I said, you know what, do me a favor. Why don't you wear that helmet in one day? I'd like to see you wear that helmet. Because I'm picturing this guy wearing a piss helmet with a big, like, lantern on
right.
top of it, and it was at that moment that it got ugly. And he said to me, well, never mind, because you could never go caving anyway. And I said something to him like, well, you know, my idea of roughing it is staying at a Holiday Inn. Mm-hmm. And he said,
so you're still keeping it light there.
Yeah. He said, we couldn't go caving anyway because you're too big to get into the cave.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All over the line.
Yeah,
personal
right.
Personal trainer over the line.
Thank you. Thank you, guy who I'm paying an incredible amount of money to make sure that I exercise.
Right.
Right. Thank you.
Stuff.
Thank you. And it just...
You know, it's a constant dance, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is a constant test. And, you know, most of these guys, you know, I didn't want to tell you this in the office because I felt bad about it, but I Because you were talking about the, you know, this relationship you had. I had lunch with my personal trainer today.
I could never imagine socializing with mine.
I socialize with mine often, but often they go to that point. They will push and push. It's their job, really, to push. But that to me is over the line. That's just, you don't say that. You're in there because you don't want to hear that, and you want to be motivated. You want to have your balls busted to get motivated. But that sounds just like a pure slam, and you don't go for the lowest blow.
I think that in his mind, me goofing on his caving helmet with the light on top of it,
right?
I think in his mind, that was the low blow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I started laughing. I laughed out loud picturing the guy wearing this stupid pith helmet.
I find that whole environment to be ball busting. I mean, that's the way I always see it, that everybody's busting everybody else's balls in there, and it happens all the time. And you know, but that's just, I mean, with all that, and I know how it works in there. It seems to me that one, you're too big to get through the holes in the cave. That's just really, you don't do that to people that are big trying to lose weight.
So then, you know, as I'm standing, and of course, you know, it's all about where you are physically, not only how you look, but the way I'm doing this. He's sitting on top of this row of stairs, and I'm on the bottom, so I'm having to look up at him.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's the whole power trip thing to begin with.
Sounds like a real joy.
And I said to him, I said, hey, F you. And he said, hey, F you.
Right.
And it was at that point that I realized, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
If I get a fight with this guy, I'm going to lose.
Yeah, they're all...
I mean, look at him. He's friggin' Charles Atlas.
Most of them are built like tanks. Some of them aren't, though.
You know, and me, I'm struggling with a 50-pound weight, you know, to try to lift the goddamn thing up like this to do the curls and stuff. And, you know, meanwhile, he has me do, like, reps with this weight. And I get done with it, and I swear to God, I put it down. Feels like my arm is going to fall off. He goes over and basically picks it up with his pinky and puts it back.
You know, it sounds like we're. Are you sure we don't have the same guy that's doing it? That's the worst thing when you're doing I do two-handed curls with the weight on him, and then he gets done, and I hand it to him, and he picks it up with one hand.
Yeah,
he picks it up with one hand, and it's not like he picks it up with his arm facing down. He picks it up with the curl position.
Well,
so he curls the.
It's I thought about it on the way out. He's a great trainer, and he's really helped me. And the weight's down. I'm getting stronger. But it's a power trip, just like when we were at the Super Bowl, when you have people who are directing traffic or people who are in charge of passes to get into an area.
Everybody wants to run their own little universe.
Yeah,
right.
And unfortunately for me, at this gym we belong to, he's it.
It's his universe.
His house.
Mr. Sure. Universe.
His house.
So you wouldn't socialize with him, though? You guys wouldn't be buddies at all? Or
I couldn't picture it.
Really?
No, and I would venture to say if you asked him, he would probably
feel the same way. That's good.
It's not that I dislike him.
Right.
And I generally don't think that he dislikes me. He's a he's an okay guy.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's what, and really, he's what I need in a trainer.
Right.
I don't need a guy to be my best friend, because if I got, you know, if it was Rob Spiewak, there would be no work getting done.
Exactly. Right.
Right? I mean, I wouldn't do dick.
Right.
But anyway, I just said that because occasionally he listens to the show.
You wanted to send him a message.
Yeah. Well, have a nice time caving this weekend, Rob. Gee, I hope that there's no cave-in or anything. like billions of piles of rock come crashing down on you.
Welcome to your universe.
But yours is a little bigger.
Yeah.
But I bet that if millions of miles of rock from this cave did come down on you, you'd be safe, though, because you have your caving helmet.
God, I'm sorry.
His caving helmet. Jesus. Okay, now that I said that.
Good for you, though. Way to go back to the gym and get back on the stick.
It sucks. It sucks all night.
It does suck.
I got to make another statement. I got to make another retraction.
Uh-oh.
I said yesterday that I'm over Survivor.
Yeah.
And I've got to tell you now that after last night's episode...
You back with us?
Yeah.
Way to go, Don. Was it the eating the crap?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Was it the lady that threw up the tripe? It was the combination of Well, it was the girl who wouldn't eat the calf's brain.
That was phenomenal drama. Kimmy, that's drama you never saw in the first one where somebody refused to do something.
I wish they would have shown the vomit. I wish they would have shown the girl upchucking.
Yeah, it was almost like they were trying to be highbrow, and they were trying to, you know, they get a shot of every little thing, but when she upchucks the whatever she was eating, the tripe, I think it was tripe.
Right. I went home last night, and the plan was, and I talked about it on the air with Frieda before we left it, we were going to have dinner, and we were going to watch Friends, because that's the show she likes.
Right.
And I sat down and watched Friends for about 10 minutes, and frankly, it was like every stupid Friends I've ever seen before.
That show, compared to what it used to be, that show sucks.
You know, and it's like, you know, which one? Is it Joey that's dumb? And
Joey's dumb. Right. Joey and Rachel breaks Joey's little recliner.
Yeah, right. And it's Chandler who's going out with Monica.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm watching this, and after 10 minutes, I said, honey, I know I told you I'd watch this with you, but turn on Survivor, just on the commercial. Turn it on for a second.
Survivor just jam-packed. And, I mean, just jam-packed. Action, action, action.
And, I mean, at that point, I said, listen, I'm going to go in the other room and watch Survivor. I'm sorry, I can't make it happen. And I kept coming back into the other room to try to get Frieda. I said, honey, you know that old broad? She just took her teeth out.
Yeah.
I said, you got to come watch the old broad take her teeth out.
I mean, well, you get the teeth out, you get cliff diving, you get the new turbo bitch on the show. Is it Jenny?
Yeah. Jenny, yeah.
Right. Is she the one, Jen?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what I love the best, at the end, when they sold out the guy who ate the beef jerky.
Well, what that told me, and I was completely surprised by that, because I thought the bitchy girl, was going to go. I thought everybody didn't like her because she was too pushy and loud. But what that told me is, even though he had that story about the blade of grass.
Oh, he was lying.
He was lying through his teeth, and they all knew it. And that's why, I mean, he was almost unanimously voted off.
And they had what's great about Survivor. And I know it's a flip-flop from yesterday.
Yeah, it's a good flip-flop, though. You should flip-flop.
Last night's episode was better than the premiere when they have the shots of the people, and they got that guy. I think his name was Cal, and he said,
Cal, right?
Cal. Yeah, Cal. He says, well, I'm pretty sure that I'm in good because, hey, what's the old broad's name? The old broad who looked like B. Arthur, who took her.
She's my new favorite.
That's Marilyn.
Took her teeth out?
Marilyn is now at the top of my list.
He said, well, Marilyn promised me that she was going to be voting for so-and-so.
And Jenny, I think.
Yeah, and immediately when they go to the cards, they show Marilyn holds up this guy.
Cal.
Card. Cal. And somebody spelled his name wrong.
Cal.
Cal.
C-A-L.
That was Marilyn.
Yeah, so Marilyn spelled it Cal.
He had some sort of alliance with, and she didn't even know his name.
Maybe she's from Baltimore.
I'm voting for Cal. Al Ripken.
But she was my favorite. I like the fact that when they rifled through his stuff, even if he was guilty, that she said that they should apologize, but then she still voted him off the island.
Yeah.
It was excellent last night.
And the guy had to have beef jerky or something. And I agree with, I don't know which girl it is that was sitting in the water.
Yeah, that's Jenny. That's the bitchy one.
Being interviewed. But she was absolutely right that when this guy, Cal, came back, and they accused him of having beef jerky, and he said, no, it was just blades of grass. And
there was no righteous indignation.
He immediately said,
right.
Hey, I've got some extra razors.
Yep.
If anybody wants any razors. And then that girl, when she was interviewed, she
made him guilty.
Jerry, not Jen, by the way.
Jerry.
Okay, yes, Jerry.
Right, she said, that's the sign of a guilty person, that he was immediately accused, and right away, he wanted to share his razors. Well, you don't agree?
But there's something else I have to tell you. I was going to hold this till the news, but you'd never forgive me if I did, so I'll tell you now. According to the New York Post, which has its sources, after they went through the guy's bag and found nothing, they got the camera crew, the members of that tribe, got the camera crew to follow them into the woods to track down Kel to see if they could catch him eating secretly.
Oh, is this about him J-O-ing?
They caught him pleasuring himself.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
I got an email about that from a friend of mine.
And
maybe that's where he got the story from the New York
Post. God. So maybe that's why they voted him off.
Yeah, well, you know, in the end,
why vote a guy off for J.O.?
He said, vote me off. He said, he told everybody to vote him off, and so they did.
But why? And for the producers of Survivor.
Why edit that out?
Why keep that a secret?
Oh, you know what? They're trying, obviously, I read the article today about the sponsors that are not going with some of the reality programming, and maybe they're just trying to make it palatable. But, you know, What a ripoff.
I mean, if we're talking about reality programming, you don't have to show the guy. You don't even have to pixelate his arm going up and down.
He's just got
to
get everybody talking about him doing it.
They said he was totally humiliated, man. He'll never do that again.
That's a man after my own heart. That's one horny guy, because they'd only been on that island for 3 days.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, but he's around all those, you know, those bikini-clad women all day long, and he's probably trying to maintain, you know, his composure. Trying to clean the pipes.
All right, I know you're all wondering what the ratings were. I've got them right here.
Very good.
I got the overnights. Survivor won. Mm-hmm. Let me see. From 8 to 8:30, Survivor had a 16.6, and Friends had a 13.4. Then at 8:30, Survivor has an 18.6, and Friends and Saturday Night Live, which could not suck it off.
Watched 5 seconds of Saturday Night Live, and it was Will Ferrell, shocker, more Will Ferrell doing something completely unfunny.
Right. It goes down to a 13.1.
Mm-hmm. Is Will Ferrell that guy, the guy that does the cheerleader, does he hold the record for the longest running cast member? Because he has been
and
on
he's
that
in
show.
Everything.
He's in everything, and he's been on that show, I think, way too long.
Cher, I got Cher for you. Yeah, Bobo.
I was going to say, Tim Meadows has had the longest run on Saturday.
Oh, really?
I think, but I know Will Ferrell's got to be catching up.
Okay, here's the Cher. These are the Cher of people who are watching.
If I could turn back time.
At 8 o'clock, Survivor had a 26 share. Wow. And Friends had a 22 share.
Jeepers.
This better be as good as what you had in the office today. Yeah, it was. It was.
Thank you.
That fart by Mike, brought to you by Egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet. If you think that one was good, you should have heard some of the beauties of the office.
Yeah, kind of modifying the diet again.
Yes, sir.
It shows.
Yes, it does.
What?
A replay.
Oh, you got a replay on it already?
Very good.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, it was. Quality.
Bad, huh?
Quality. Quality is job one.
The quality might surprise you.
Then listen to the ratings at 8:30, okay? Survivor share goes up from a 26 to a 28.
Good.
Mm-hmm. At 8:30, Friends and SNL, the share goes from a 22 to a 19.
Wow.
So from 8:30 to 9... CBS beat NBC 28-19.
And I looked in on that William Peterson show on CBS.
CSI, yes.
And I gave it it could not suck enough. It was just jive. You know, it's jive when the first scene they were going to have like an evaluation of their boss, and William Peterson's the boss, and like, hey, all right, well, I dig it. We're going to vote on the boss. It was some slicky boy, pretty boy, and I just completely 86 that show.
Yeah, I turned off network TV because at 9 to 10 every night on TV land, I pray to God they never mess with 9 to 10 p.m.
What is on?
9 o'clock, Mary Tyler Moore.
Right.
9:30, Dick Van Dyke.
Well, you're Dick Van Dyke. I know how you love that show.
For me, that's the perfect hour of television.
Blockbuster shows in their day, and they still hold up.
Never, never change that. Never change that. But I wanted to watch Friends, but I couldn't.
I made a prediction to my wife last night with this reality programming. It's very similar to what we do, where we have to push the envelope all the time, and that's part of what the deal is. And I think they have to do the same thing with reality programming. And now, you know, they're beginning to do things like on this Survivor. You know, they didn't have anything close to somebody jumping off a cliff like they did. Right. And I think when you're going to see a problem for the reality shows is that eventually, if this goes on and on, somebody's going to buy the farm.
Hey,
something's going to happen, and somebody will die on one of these shows.
I did love seeing the old dude jump off the cliff.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good guy. He's a gutsy guy, because he really did have a legitimate fear. And what did he learned to swim a week before he came.
Yeah, he never swam before in his life.
It's incredible. That's old Raj.
I just had a bad thought for that guy, Cal, is that, remember after the first season they put out a box set of Survivor and they left in a whole bunch of stuff that didn't make it?
Oh.
He might be on a DVD before he knows it, J.R.
Yeah, absolutely. Or he could be, you know, well, Fox had the outtakes from reality programming, which was a ripoff.
That was terrible.
How could they possibly leave out a guy J.O.ing or even leave out the references?
Yeah, or, you know, even just the people that expressed it in a way that could be, you know, not offensive.
He had to know it would be funny
to just say pleasuring himself.
The
members of his tribe sitting around saying, hey, he was getting his jerk on.
You do it at the tribal council. You let Probst handle it. You know? Now, as many of you are aware, Kel was caught pleasuring himself.
God, what an idiot.
That represents life. You know, if you're pleasuring yourself and you're out in the woods, don't you think you'd hear all of your tribe mates and a camera crew coming through the woods? Well, he must have really been into the fantasy.
Not if you're concentrating. You know, and now that I think about it, that would be an outstanding way to kick someone out.
Right.
You make them extinguish the flame with some of their own secretions.
Oh, God. No, I'm sorry. The flame is still burning. You're going to have to do it again.
The tribe has spoken.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. My name's Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I used to work with a captain on VP Park.
Yeah, you know what?
And,
this is
and I work for and
now hold on. Steve, start over because your cell phone was really breaking up.
Sorry. She's a captain on the DC Police Department.
Oh, the old broad who took her teeth out. Yeah, she's from DC.
Yeah, Marilyn Hershey. And
you know, she's my favorite. She is my favorite right now. I like her more than anybody on that island.
Right. I didn't think she was gonna make it, but she was known to hit the sauce real heavy at work, and you know, she for 50 or 60, she don't look too bad all those years of drinking and stuff.
51.
So. Hey, can I tell you something?
Sure.
For an old broad.
Right.
If she grew her hair out.
Right.
I'd do her.
It didn't used to look like that.
She's not a little too masculine for you?
No, she'd have to grow her hair out.
I just want to say that there isn't a day, a week, I should say, that goes by where you don't stagger me with certain things you say.
Listen,
the women that you assail on this show.
I'm talking about for an old broad.
I thought Cynthia Nixon might be the end of it. I thought maybe, but this is the old gray-haired matron her old lady bathing suit on Survivor. You would do her?
You see her boobs?
Oh, God. Oh, my.
She's got a nice rack for an old broad.
I would have done it when I first got there, you know, but, you know, just...
Now, wait a minute, did you see her when she was a younger woman?
You know, it's been 10 years ago. I don't remember what year she retired.
You know what?
That was 10 years ago. She looked good.
I bet in the day... Back in the day, she's probably one of those big-boned gals.
Yeah, but I think the day might have been the Eisenhower administration.
All right, but back in the day, how old is she, 50?
51.
All right, then let's say back in 1980,
I'll give you,
she might have been doable.
Yeah, I would say there's a potential for that. I'm just talking about now, you know, basically when she took her lower plate out.
But remember I said, for a 51-year-old broad.
Oh, see, I think they're a lot better 51.
Sure there
nowadays,
are.
Nowadays, especially, there are a million.
But
there are 1 million and one 50-year-olds that could stand in front of her.
But
That's a hard life. Her job and then the boss and everything, you know, that's a hard life. That's not bad.
Is she married? Do you know?
I do not know. I don't know her.
Because she has lesbian written all over her.
Yeah, I thought so.
I think it's the haircut, man.
Yeah, I think she's a dyke.
I do.
I think she has.
No.
Really?
Just my feeling, she likes the salami.
No, I don't think so. I think she looks very, very lesbian.
I think you are being misled by that haircut, and I know plenty of old broads like that who live in my neighborhood. I guess I shouldn't have said that.
Whoops.
And they all have
that
goddamn Peter Pan haircut.
It's not just the hair, though. She's, you know.
Which on a woman, over 50, is about as unappealing as you can get. I mean, let it grow, honey.
We have to find, I'm sure they have websites where it talks about her, and if she's, if she's single, lifelong, I mean, that would improve the case. Maybe she has a life partner.
Well, you know? I think... Cheryl heard if
yeah, you know what? Cheryl, the big dyke, might know.
Yeah, Cheryl, if you're listening, give us a call. We like your opinion of the lady, the older lady on Survivor. Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, you know, wow, I could not control myself.
Right.
I'm just saying for an older broad,
yeah.
I'd do her.
I think we all know what you're saying, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Boys.
Yeah.
All lesbians are not dykes.
Well, we know that.
Okay, well.
There are lipstick lesbians.
But when a woman is so overtly masculine, you have to ask yourself that question.
I think it's the haircut that is leading my friends down this dyke road.
Yeah, and now a lipstick lesbian, can you, in a term of endearment, can you refer to her as a dyke?
No.
Are you a lipstick lesbian?
No.
Are you a lesbian?
Yes.
Well, or, well, then explain the vernacular to us, because, you know, we're not in the life, and so sometimes we need a little explanation.
Dyke would be your butch type.
So, yeah, well, that's kind of...
Well, again, that's subjective. That's how she is perceived by some guys.
Do you think Marilyn's a lesbian, ma'am? Because usually,
possibly.
You know...
Possibly.
See, people in the life have better gaydar than we do.
But also, cops and correctional officers, they tend to come off a little more rough.
Right.
Makes sense.
Like, I would have said the lady they voted off who was a correctional officer...
Deb.
I would say Deb came off as a lesbian, too, but she wasn't, right? She was marrying her stepson.
And I thought that she was much dykier...
Right.
...than the brown who took her teeth out.
Yeah.
Oh,
I agree with you there. I agree with you, but there's something about that hair.
And who knows? Maybe the broad who took her teeth out, maybe she was the motivation for Kel going into the forest.
I'm sure. Do you think that she was the motivation for Kel going into the forest?
I would say no, definitely not.
When she took her teeth out.
Hey, listen. I've not experienced it, but I've got to think, at least in some women's cases, that's a plus.
Mm-hmm.
Not having teeth.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you know what I mean?
Did you see where the teeth came from? It was kind of like in between the two incisors right here.
The lowers.
You just plucked it out. I mean, it's kind of, you know, what's that?
I said, now you're making me sick.
Well, that's because you're a lesbian.
Well, no, listen. Hold on a second. I'm not serious.
It has nothing to do with that. Yeah. I just had a thought of
a lot of times.
With gums.
A lot of times, you know, when a man receives oral pleasures.
Well, I think that's why she's getting sick of us talking. Because the idea of gums would not be as appealing to you, ma'am, as it may be to the average male.
Quite possibly.
You know, I mean, I don't think that those lower teeth missing would be as beneficial to you as they would be to a guy.
Right. They would be, the entire BJ experience would be less Rottweilerish. Rottweilerish.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It would require, in many cases, less effort on the part of the... You know, the person who's performing the act.
Yeah.
If you were missing teeth. Do you understand what we're talking about?
Sure do, guys.
It might make the whole experience more pleasurable. I'm thinking about going home tonight and knocking out all my wife's teeth.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Just give me a hammer and knock out all my wife's teeth.
Ask her permission first.
Oh, always, Mike.
Always, of course.
Always ask permission. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We're off and running today.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, did you watch the Good Morning Show this morning? CBS Good Morning or whatever?
No.
The Good Morning Show. What type of person watches the CBS Morning News?
To get the scoop on Survivor.
The Good Morning Show.
The Good Morning.
What is it called?
The type of viewer who calls you. Gee, why is that show bringing up the rear in the ratings? Because people that watch it call, did you watch the Good Morning Show?
No. But I know that they do have first dibs on all the people who get kicked off the island, right?
Yeah, Bryant was teasing him with a piece of beef jerky this morning and was asking him.
That wasn't a piece of jerky, sir.
Yeah, he should have been teasing him with a bottle of Jergens.
Hi there. We understand the camera crew followed the rest of the tribe into the woods and caught you J-O-ing. Your personal thoughts. Do you J-O compulsively? Wherever you are. Here's tape right now. You J-O-ing.
We'll be back with more on the CBS Good Morning Show. The Good Morning Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Up? Had you? You're gone. Hello?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Don and Mike here.
Did you guys catch the reference that the old abroad made to Susan Hawk when she voted for...
Yes, when she said, if you were on the side of the road...
Yeah.
And you were dying of thirst, we would all give you a drink.
That was funny. See, she's the best one on the island. Lesbian, straight, whatever. She is my favorite.
Yeah. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I just need to know the affiliate for Fresno, the station location.
The location? What do you mean, where they are?
On the dial, yes.
The dial position.
I have no idea.
Scan.
I know it's K-Fig, but
Do you have a scan button on your radio?
No, I don't.
Do you have
I have to use my fingers then.
Yes. Do you have a dial? Yeah, then just go up and down the dial.
To the left or right.
Right, you'll find us.
Be like Mark Trudeau. Use your fingers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, did you
guys notice that they didn't really show any of the confessions, like when they wrote the name down of the people that voted him off? Do you think maybe it's because they were trying to hide the fact that he was?
It's a hell of a point. I think that's probably
interesting.
Just, yeah. Do you think maybe they were up there going,
we just can't have a guy running off into the woods, J and O, and that's why I'm voting for Cal. He ate the beef jerky and then he jerked the beefy.
All right, hold on. I got a girl who says she went to high school with the old broad Marilyn.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hi, this is the old broad Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. How you doing, honey?
Good, thanks.
All right, you went to high school with her?
Yeah, and she was a hottie.
Really?
She was gorgeous.
Back in the day,
She was a singer in a band. And an actress, and you know, all that.
You know, if she's from D.C., we should get that old broad on this show.
We should get her on the show.
She's terrific.
I mean, she seems like she'd be a lot of fun.
I think so.
Can you give us a hint as to her sexuality?
You know, I hate to out somebody, but I think she's gay.
Why do you think she's gay?
Well, I saw her at a reunion. And, you know, when you're, I am, so I think you kind of tell.
Yeah, okay, people in the life have better gaydar. Did she have a life partner with her when she was at the reunion?
No. But she was in the D.C. police force.
Okay.
At the time.
Does that automatically make her gay?
No. No, but you know.
You just had your gaydar going off double time, right?
Well, you know, when I was with a friend, I said, look at Marilyn. Because she didn't look anything like she did in high school.
Right.
I mean, she was hot in high school.
She had those.
I could bring my yearbook down and show you.
She had those big boobs in high school?
She had a great body, yeah.
Wouldn't you love to see that? I would love to see that yearbook.
Yeah. Can you hold on? We'd love to have. We'll give you a prize. You come down and show us a picture of her in high school.
I can't do it today, but I can do it tomorrow. I mean, Monday.
Yeah, as you say, you do it tomorrow, you'd have to come to our house.
Sure, hold on just a second, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, hold on. Get her information, Lisa. Please.
She's a good one to adopt. Number one, I think she's one of my favorite people. I think she's also going to last, isn't she? She's hardy. She's able to do a lot of the physical challenges.
But she's stronger than a lot of those girly men that they have.
She ate the stuff really easily.
I know the guy I hate the worst. The chef.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Keith.
Yes, the chef is a slime ball.
That's the guy I hate the most.
The chef who can't cook.
Right. And he is freaking in love with himself.
And I don't like the other guy, too, that's got the little tattoo on his shoulder. The guy that's... he's the guy that was puking the first episode. He was getting sick to his stomach. I don't like him either. He's a bit of a slicky boy.
All right, well, listen, that's enough of Survivor. We got a show to get to. But if anybody knows how we can get in touch with that Ronald Broad...
You got the hots for her. If she's in the life, you're going to try to get her out of the life.
I'm simply saying, you know, all things being equal.
Hello, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to have some fun now.
For 51, I do her.
Well, you heard what that lady said in high school.
Right, back in the day.
That's right.
She was hot. Listen, let's try to get a winner right now with the secret song number 4. Gave you a very valuable hint yesterday.
That's right.
That the song is by a duo. And incidentally, that means two people, a two-person group.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a top 10 single in the 1980s. If you can tell us title and artist, you win $500. Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Is that it?
Well, I don't eat very much. And with the enemies?
Your stool, Mr. Lightbody, quite frankly, is pathetic. Formless, mushy, and foul-smelling. Look away, nurse.
How should they be?
My own stools, sir, are perfect. They are gigantic and have no more odor than a hot biscuit.
Well, ma'am.
They are importing more comedy bits from Japan in order to prolong your listening pleasure. It is the radio program of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, listen, hold on. Just ahead of caller 100, here's the other side of the coin.
Hi, Sugar Bear.
We're just calling to give us the update on Friends.
I haven't been listening because I didn't want to hear anything about Survivor because I taped it and I told Barty I'd watch it with him.
But you did watch Friends last night.
Yeah.
And it was just the usual sucky Friends, right?
It wasn't the best Friends I've ever seen, no.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And did you stay with the 20-minute crap afterwards?
Well, you know what? What, with the Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
No, I don't watch TV like you do, full focus, sit on the couch, watch TV. I clean the kitchen, I pay less attention to the shows I care less about. So, no, I was kind of putzing around doing stuff during Saturday Night Live, even though it was on.
Green and I did log some great quality time, both of us today, watching the Chimura trial.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Heavy-duty stuff, huh?
Penis, vagina, anus, finger.
Welcome to a rape trial.
Hymen. Oh, my God.
I only walked by while you were there, and I was pretty surprised, but I'll tell you...
No, you sat down and started watching.
Well, I was chatting with you, yes. I mean, and I have to watch TV if I chat with you because, you know, the two go hand in hand.
Well, listen, hold on. Be honest. I muted it when you were telling me about the needless markup sale.
That's, you know, well, you can tell when a marriage is good because he'll mute it when he's happy with it.
Hey, listen, honey, very briefly...
That's true love.
I got to do a contest here, but... Explain to me this sale at Needless Markup where you go buy stuff, but you didn't come home with any stuff today.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about that, but because they take your credit card, you know. But, I mean, they don't physically take, they give it back to you. Well, you buy it on pre-sale, but they can't ring it up till next week because you're kind of getting a little... advanced thing.
That's got to be some kind of a scam.
So you're like a special customer.
Yeah, but everybody in the world is a special. I mean, it's no giant.
Yeah, they do a mass mailing to people that have shopped there in the last 2 years.
But then why didn't they just give you the jeans that you told me about? Well, why didn't they just give you the jeans today if you bought them today?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because in theory, the sale hasn't started yet, so they can't ring it up. They just kind of hold on to it for you.
Doesn't that sound like crap? And do you have to go back to the store then to pick everything up?
Yeah, I'm sure that's not planned either.
Yeah, right.
Back in there another time.
Then you have to go back in a second time.
But, I wanted to tell you something I did see on TV today. When I was not listening to you and I was doing stuff around the house, I didn't realize, I'm such a good wife, I didn't even realize Rosie O'Donnell came on at 3 o'clock because I really do always have your show on.
And I want to say, regardless of if you're listening to the show or not, and I appreciate the fact you do, I consider that one of your strongest attributes, that you are a housefrau and you don't watch Rosie O'Donnell.
No, I don't. It's a lot of time wasting. And at least when I listen to you, I can be doing things while I'm, you know, I don't have to sit there with my mouth open. But anyway, I turned it on and saw that Kathy Lee was on with her.
Ew.
Yeah, and you know what else? Kathy Lee, she had all her, I didn't know she had a whole skin line, a whole line of face products, skin creams, and she had them all lined up in front of her.
They saw them at Home Depot.
She sold $5.6 million on one of the...
QVC or something?
Yeah, something like that, and she was on for 24 hours hawking her skin cream. She set a new record.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, Kathy Lee's face products will seal up that skyline of yours at your house.
Oh, you know what's going to kill Kathy Lee? They're going to announce on Monday that girl from the soap opera,
yep,
she got the job.
And then it's really like final closure for her.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that girl's good with Regis.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was funny, too, because Rosie was asking her the questions like, well, do you watch the show? I mean, and she said, well, I'm just so busy, and it's kind of like, you know, I did see it the other day when I was on the treadmill, but I've...
Oh, you've got to know that that's a lie, honey, that every day she's watching it and she's...
Sobbing.
Say, F you, Regis. F you.
No, she's glad to be moving on, and she wishes him only the best, but she really doesn't really pay much attention, and no, they haven't asked her back to guest host or anything like that, but, you know, maybe Regis not getting any vacation time, maybe sometime. And...
Yeah, not a chance.
Right.
Not a chance. So we were watching this Chimura thing today. She came into the TV room and I said, honey, just let me leave the audio on and tell me if you're not spellbound by this. That it was, I mean, penis, vagina, fingers, how many fingers?
Did he ejaculate? Did he?
Yeah.
Heavy-duty stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the more I watch that trial, and we've spent the last year calling him Lester Burnham.
Yes.
The more I watch that trial, not only do I think he's going to get off.
Yeah.
I think he was innocent.
Really?
Yeah. I think he was innocent. Now they got a kid at the party.
Wait a minute.
Well,
you think he's not guilty.
No.
He's not innocent.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He didn't rape that girl. Her hymen was not busted. They had... That's what's great about this. I can't believe I'm watching this on my TV. That they have doctors on who said that they've inspected her hymen. And that her hymen is intact.
That was yesterday, right?
Yeah,
right.
And that even if he put as many as 3 fingers, that it would have busted her hymen. They have a kid now who's changed his testimony.
Mm-hmm.
A kid who originally testified that Mark Chamora dragged this girl into the bathroom.
Right.
Then he said, well, the police made him change his testimony because they told him he wouldn't get a scholarship.
Right.
So now he went back and recanted the story. And now he says that Chamora was in the bathroom first, and the girl followed Chamora in.
Of her own free will?
Yes. And as she walked in, she turned around and smiled and winked at this kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so, is he still neighbors with these people?
I guess he is.
Because if he hasn't sold his house, that cannot be the happiest neighborhood.
I guess. I don't know. All I know is I sure do love watching it. And it could be a regular show every day as far as I'm concerned.
You know, guilty or not guilty, at 3:30 in the morning, if he's in the bathroom with the 17-year-old, you know, if it was my neighborhood and it was one of my daughters, he wouldn't have to worry about a trial. Shouldn't have been there.
You know what I mean? It would just be like, hey, there's Mark Chamora. Hey, how you doing? Look, he's mowing his lawn. Mike, get the car back on the road. Oh, my God, you son of a bitch. You brought him over.
I agree.
Right.
Wasn't he partying with the dad, though?
Yeah, he was partying with the dad.
Yeah, and the dad and... the dad is not the world's greatest dad.
No, not at all.
No, and the dad's accused of going after one of his daughter's friends.
Oh, my gosh.
The dad is like a co-conspirator in this thing.
You know, what's in their minds. If they were out partying and they just arrived in the wee hours of the morning and this party happened to be there, or if they were driving around and, like, the dad said, hey, they have one of those teenage parties at my house.
I agree with everything that you guys are saying, that he shouldn't have been there. I agree. That's a bad situation.
Yeah, but also, if he didn't, you know, I agree with you. If he didn't do it, he didn't do it.
For an adult to be in that situation, that's wrong. But I'm just telling you, to turn on the TV at 11:30 in the morning and to be able to hear penis, vagina, fingers, ejaculation, anus.
But you can't understand how a guy, if he's had
a whole lot
to drink, could maybe make a pass at his niece. I mean, that could happen.
All right, I did that. And I would like to point out that at the time I kissed Beth, and that's what it always gets back to with you. When I kissed Beth, we had all had way too much to drink.
There's a difference between kissing your niece and having, you know, cocktails.
I did it right in front of you.
I know, right?
And at the time, Beth was how old, 26?
Yeah. And you know what? I didn't take it seriously because you had also peed in front of the group of people standing there. So I knew it wasn't your normal behavior.
I was on a real bad night. I mean, it was a real good night, but it ended up being a real bad night for me.
Yeah. And was it a pass or was it just a kiss?
I don't remember. Free to saw. What was it?
It was more like a lunge with a tongue extended.
Yeah, it was a kiss.
Yeah, if you call that a kiss.
It was a kiss.
Yeah.
But she was an adult.
Right.
I mean, if it means anything. I mean, she's my niece.
Yeah. Of course.
Not blood relative.
Yes, that's important to make that distinction.
She's not a blood relative.
All right, boo-boo, I gotta go, Kano. I love you.
All right, love you too.
Goodbye.
She brought that up today when I was watching the trial. Because I was saying much what you were saying, Mike. I was saying, how could Chamora have even put himself in that situation? And Frieda looked at me, she says, how could an uncle kiss his niece? She doesn't even call me uncle.
Uncle.
She never called me uncle.
Then we will go to see our auntie, okay?
Okay, it was one, you know. For those of you who haven't heard,
she's got quite a memory on that one, doesn't she? She reaches in. She doesn't hold back on that particular one.
She does.
She goes for that quite a bit.
One time, 5 years ago, Frieda and I were up at the beach with about 10 of our friends, and we went to this place, the big outdoor cafe down by the ocean, and we had way too much to drink. And on the way out, after I stopped and urinated in the parking lot in front of everybody, I decided to kiss my niece in front of my wife.
Oh, God.
I don't know. She's a beautiful woman. That's all I can tell you. I watched her grow up.
You're the man.
You didn't have to add that.
You
part.
Are the man. I'll tell you right now, you're a brave soul. You
hey,
are. There you go.
It happened.
You just, you know, deal with it.
I've
in this age, in this yeah. age of people denying and people trying to gloss over and stuff,
no, right?
You deal with this ugly situation head on. And that's the only way to deal with it. And I salute you for that.
I'm not proud of it.
I don't necessarily salute you for doing it, no. but I salute you for taking responsibility. And in this age of the lack of personal responsibility, you admit to what you do, even if you didn't remember it happened.
I can laugh about it now,
right?
But the next morning when I woke up,
I remember you coming in the weekend after that.
Yeah. I woke up and we were staying at a rental place at the
after
beach.
That weekend.
I woke up on just a mattress, and I said to Frida, "What happened here?" And she said, "Well, you threw up all over the sheets."
Yeah.
And I said, "Really? Wow." She said, "What do you remember from last night?" And I said, "We went to Secrets." And she said, "Yeah." Uh-huh. She said, do you remember kissing Beth?" And I said, "No." And immediately, I mean, that's the worst I've ever felt in my life. Because then I had to get in the car and drive over and say to my niece, who I do love, you know, say, "Hey, you know, I love you." I mean,
maybe that's not the best thing to say to her, though.
I didn't say it like that.
I understand.
I said, you know,
"I love you."
I said, "You know, I love you, and I would never do anything to, you know, I just, I had had too much to drink."
Yeah.
Right. With years and years and years of watching her grow up.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I watched her grow from a little girl to a...
You shouldn't add that part.
Beautiful woman.
Why? Well, that's what makes the story a little oogie for us.
Well, why? He knows it's oogie.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Of course he knows it's oogie.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That's what I admire about him, just facing up to it. It's totally oogie. And you just share that, you know, and it's time heals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on very good terms with your niece now.
Yeah, I was
with
on...
one moment.
I was on good terms with her the day after it happened.
There you go.
You know, I mean, I don't even think she was pissed. I think she was... I think that she was horrified.
That's good.
And I think that she was embarrassed. And I know that all of my friends were embarrassed.
You're hoping she wasn't that horrified, though, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping in the deep, dark recesses of my mind, it was a fantasy come true.
You can only hope.
I can only hope.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's there. And
anybody,
tell us no secret.
This story, for anyone that has been with us from the very beginning, that has heard you talk about this,
mm-hmm.
People will be more amused at this story. I think that people coming right into it might have that kind of what's going on feeling. But anybody that's been with this story from the beginning, because you know that this, you know, I remember 18th birthday. I remember, you know, the floating out on the water. It would make sense. It would make sense to them, and if they've listened for a long, long period of time. I believe that's why I have a comfort zone with this.
Because, I've always talked about how hot my niece is.
Right.
I've always talked about it.
Right.
And I talked about even when she, like one night, when she was 18 or 19, and I would just... I'd go out in the ocean just to share a raft with her.
You know, nothing's ever happened. You did it in front of your whole damn family.
Right. Listen, I was bombed on my ass.
You know, it's a lot different than grabbing somebody's, you know, "Come into the car."
You know, and the worst part is I don't even remember it.
Right.
I finally got to kiss her. I don't even freaking remember it.
Just out of curiosity, and you know, this—it's your call. How long we stay on this subject?
I'm ready to move on.
Okay, I won't ask that.
No, go ahead.
You know, how do you greet her now at like family gatherings? Is it a handshake or a kiss on the cheek?
There's no kissing. There up until that time,
right?
There had never been kissing.
Oh, okay. There was never a hug and a kiss. Like
there's a hug,
right?
And now, no, there's a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
There's a kiss on the cheek now.
Okay,
like when I saw her and her gigantic boyfriend,
right,
at Christmas time.
Does he look at you in any strange way now when you see the boyfriend?
No, because everybody in the family knows the story,
right?
You know, as a matter of fact, if anything, now when I'm with Beth and her boyfriend. What I do is I always try to move the conversation along the lines of, "So, hey,
When are you two going to make this formal?
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
When are you going to marry this guy? Well, you know, when are you going to make Beth an honest woman?
Absolutely.
How about it?
Good.
Because I'm all for that. I'll be at that wedding.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I'll be in the wedding party if you like.
Drinking Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Please.
You're right about that. Is there anyone here that can show cause why these two children should not be getting married right here? These two youngsters, these two...
Excuse me!
Yes.
Sit down. Sit down, for the love of God. How about a kiss?
One kiss.
Yeah. Right. Hey, everybody's got their moments. Believe me, everybody's got their... The people you want to worry about in this life are the people that don't talk about their moments.
Not to take anything away from my behavior that night, but as a matter of fact, we were also bombed, a group of 10 of us. It was a bunch of our neighbors who went up to the beach together. We were so bombed that we had to call Frida's mother to come to pick us up at Secrets.
So bombed, you had good judgment, and you did that.
At 2:30 in the morning.
That was good judgment.
I don't remember that. I was told that they had to call Frida's mom to come pick everybody up.
Sure, but you all made it home safe and sound.
Yes, we did.
So that's a good thing.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right, well, listen, thanks, Frida, for bringing that up on the radio again. Thank you. That's why I love you, honey. Call 100. Okay, let's do a call 100. And no, Rob, I've never kissed Frida's mother.
I thought perhaps that night you might have been glad to
I've never
her.
Kissed her. I just slow danced with her, though, if it means anything.
Wow.
Don't you remember? We had her on the radio. I slow danced with my wife's mom and her 50th wedding anniversary.
It was one of my favorite stories that you told about her family when you slow danced with, and she complimented you. It's amazing. I guess I'm like your wife in this respect, that I have a good memory. And she complimented you on your firm grip of her.
Wow.
And the way in the small of her back, the way your hand was so firm, and you led very aggressively on the dance floor.
I wasn't drunk that night.
There you go.
Tell you that. That was me sober.
Me so sober.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, listen, you're the 100th caller.
You're kidding.
No. No, don't blame me. Blame Frida. You know, she called up and I said, hey, talk about friends for a second. And then she led me down a whole other path. What's your name?
Carl Hudson. I'm calling from Greenville, actually, so you're not even on the air here.
Right.
That's why I couldn't believe it.
Oh, well, Carl, you're probably just calling for an update, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, hold on. Somebody will give you an update. Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi. Well, where are you calling from?
Annapolis.
Beautiful. Call 100. That's you. And what's your name?
Andrew.
Andrew, you've won the Blockbuster DVD rental pass. Oh, that means you get one free DVD rental a day for the next 30 days. Vote for the 7th Annual Blockbuster Awards online at blockbusterawards.com.
All right.
Okay, $500 online right now. Secret song number 4. We'll play you the song. You give us artist and title. You win $500. Your clues are top 10 record, 1980s duo. Are you ready?
Yes.
Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Steven Tyler.
Hey, there you... Way to go. As timely and as topical as today's headlines.
Can't guarantee it, but it's what I'm going to do.
Fresh from the Super Bowl, we wish you...
Godspeed. Caller, name this secret song.
From the album I Kissed My Niece. She's not a blood relative, remember?
That's right.
I'd like to point out that the money we're giving away is courtesy of our friends upstairs at Main Street Idol.
Ah, ah, you're just like a lady. Ah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's simply an effort to be more modern.
Appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. For $500, what is the song? Who is it by?
Hall & Oates and it's Your Rich Girl or whatever. You know, like, it's a bitch, girl, and you're going too far.
Okay. Yeah. I need a title.
You're a bitch.
Hall & Oates, you're a bitch?
Yeah.
Sorry. That is not correct. Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you, though, my friend.
Okay.
Hold on, and don't forget that every guest is a clue for you.
From the fabulous Hall & Oates album, You're a Bitch.
Okay. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 1, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Paul, Trey says he's never
never been fishing before. So can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles, and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let him use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. One of you come in my room.
Okay, Paul.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Trey gonna sleep in your bed, Paul?
Now, don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning. I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep.
Bye, Hope.
Bye, Hope.
That's right, before Mark Shimura. It was Andy and McBerry.
They can turn a bucket of crap into a bucket of cream. The Don and Mike Show.
Or in that case, an innocent television show into something swarthy.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I had some dental work done, and thankfully you guys are coming in a lot more clear today than yesterday.
Gotcha.
I wanted to ask Don if... I just wanted to ask him, who does he enjoy kissing more, his aunt or his niece?
All right. Okay. That's about enough out of you.
All right.
The new book will be entitled Taboo.
That's enough
out
of you.
You have that incest urge, don't you?
You know, for the record, the aunt kissed me.
That's right.
Okay?
Oh, but you enjoyed it.
Of course I did. I was 11. She's hot. She was
you guys
hot.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
And unlike in the Chamara trial where they've testified, the aunt pulled you into the closet.
Right? She did.
That's right.
You don't see me suing my Aunt Lola.
Yeah, well, you need a shovel to sue her.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. One thing I'm surprised you haven't pointed out is Marilyn's nickname is Mad Dog.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, they've mentioned that on the
show. There is a website out there that supports this. It says she's single, as in never been married, and she's a police inspector retired.
Uh-huh. Now, does it say never been married?
I think they would say divorced.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure they would say divorced. I didn't go back and look at the others to find out.
You'd have to look at the statistics on that divorce, and if she was divorced, you'd have to find out if it was a long, long time ago.
But it does say she lives in Wakefield, Virginia, with her horse, her two dogs, one dog, two goats, and a donkey.
A donkey. Hey,
donkey. Her favorite movie is Dune, and her favorite sports team is the Redskins.
Favorite movie, Dune.
Well, that doesn't mean she's a dyke.
I just thought I'd say it like
and
that.
And her TV show, favorite TV show is The Sopranos.
Oh, she's not all bad.
There you go.
So you'll have to take a look at the site sometime. It's
she's not at all bad. She's a great lady.
You know, I really love to find out more about her. I really, because I like her a lot. Charlie has put a call in, and I guess she is in the area, and at some point, very soon, she's going to join us on the show.
Excellent. Right?
And, you know, frankly, I don't think we can just come out and ask about her sexuality, but we can certainly dance around it enough to find out, you know.
Speaking of somebody who's going to come on the show, did you see Colleen's Blistex commercial?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's now like the cover girl that they ran that. Has it been out for a while?
A little while.
I saw it for the first time last night.
Long time.
And it hurt me because she was supposed to come on the show and then she stiffed us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I seem to remember a time that your mother-in-law was bent over somewhere in your house and you came around the corner and thought it was Frida and grabbed her on the ass.
Now, that one I don't recall. That one I think you're making up.
It's a good story, though.
You told Don about it on the radio. You were so embarrassed after you said it.
I think that is true. I think you just, like, patted her lightly.
Maybe a light pad, but I don't think I grabbed or goosed her. Jesus. All right. Thank you, my friend.
You said she enjoyed it.
This is piling on now.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
This is piling on now.
Bye-bye.
You know, I was going to go down, do a whole comedy thing on how I remembered it, but you know something? I don't remember it.
I don't remember it. Yeah. But, you know, if that guy says it, Rob says it, I don't doubt it might have happened. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, this is Brian.
Meeting.
Do y'all get bumped off 98.1 for good or what, man?
You know, we are getting flooded with calls from Greenville. Not only are we getting flooded with calls from people who listen to the show, we've had calls from every television station in Greenville and from both of the newspapers in Greenville.
Cool.
And all I can tell you is that Westwood One, now this makes me nervous.
Right.
Westwood One tells us that the situation is under control and that we will be back. And then we'll be back on in Greenville.
on an FM station within a week.
Within a week?
Within a week.
Okay. All right, so spread the word. We're going to be on another station within a week.
Wow. Okay, cool, cool.
All right.
Thank you.
So you believe it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's what we've been told, really legit, from Westwood One, but...
See, one of the Imagineers is working behind the scenes.
No, I believe it was our show representative. Maybe you've heard of him. Santa Claus. The Tooth Fairy called up, one of the reps for our show.
You'll be on within the week. Good luck.
Great Pumpkins on the line from Westwood One to say you guys are about to be cleared in L.A.
It's Glinda, the good witch.
Oh, and the Easter Bunny's online, too. Saying that station in Chicago is finally ready to pick us up.
It's a done deal.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, this is Deltoid. Trainer extraordinaire, I want to challenge your trainer to a fight, man.
All right, thank you,
Deltoid. Lucky bitch!
Thank you, Deltoid.
Thanks, man.
Bye, see ya. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Where are the Deltoids located?
My favorite survivor is Rob H. B-Wag.
Thank you.
You're going to make it after all.
That's interesting. You don't get many of those, Rob.
Love calls for Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I think I heard Bart on the G. Gordon Liddy show today. Did he call in?
Did he call? Yeah, I'm sure Bart took some time out of his school day to call G. Gordon Liddy's show.
He wanted some history on Watergate. He wanted to know what exactly it was.
Didn't he do a paper on G. Gordon Liddy one time? Was that on the air?
They may have rerun that segment.
Right.
Because I don't think Liddy came in for his whole show today.
No, I think it was taped today.
There was I guess 2 years ago, Bart did a thing for a school project on Watergate where he did interview Liddy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I bet that's what you heard.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's one time that it really worked out to have this job. Because all the other kids... who were doing this report on Watergate for school, they were coming in with, stuff that they found in the library.
Sure.
Bart came in with an interview.
Real piece of history.
And a picture of G. Gordon Liddy.
Yep.
Oh, and incidentally, he is pissed off, Bart is, and rightly so, and I would be pissed off, too.
Huh.
He is almost 16. He will be 16 on March 31st.
Oh, yeah.
He has had his driver's license for... the last 6 months that allows him to drive.
So Virginia,
Frida and I are in the car together. Virginia just passed a law that now says he can't get his license until he's 16 and a half.
Yeah, that's the new law for younger drivers.
Very similar in 1987, a friend of mine, I can't think of it, Jeff Sloan was his name, missed drinking at age 18 by 4 days. Birthday was by 4 days. I just thought that was the greatest.
Oh, my God.
Well, what do you mean he missed drinking?
They changed the law from 18 to 21.
Oh, I got it.
I remember that. You know, I'm old enough to remember when that happened up in New England.
And he missed it by 4 days. Sorry, Jeff. He can drink now, though.
See, I thought you were saying that he wanted to go out to drink, but his birthday wasn't for 4 days. Like, he said, why didn't you just wait 4 days to go out to drink?
I got you.
The law. Absolutely.
I got you, though. And he is pissed.
Yeah.
And frankly, we are pissed because what it means is we're doing carpool
for the summer,
for the whole rest of the year, and then all summer long because it won't be till September until he gets his license.
The basis of the law is what to just wait 6 more months that they think they're going to be more mature when they what are they? I read a little bit about that law, but I wasn't sure. That's what they're shooting for. They're trying to push up the age, and I think they'll push it up more as time goes on. They're also trying to keep kids off the street at night, limit the number of passengers they can take with them, more restrictions like that, because that's when they have the most accidents.
But don't they realize that my son is finally old enough to drive? Don't they realize that Frieda and I, for the last 16, almost 16 years, have based every day of our life around his schedule?
I certainly don't think you're the only parents that are echoing that sentiment.
Don't they realize that? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I called into the Jack Diamond show this morning.
Hey, how you doing?
And I asked them, and I said to them, what they thought of you guys busting on them.
Oh, this could not have been on the air.
Yeah, they put it on.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Yeah, it was around 8:20 or so this morning.
I don't believe that. He doesn't have the balls to talk about us. We've already been through that with him.
Yeah, but he didn't know I was going to say it.
Oh, so you snuck in?
Yeah,
What did you tell him you were going to talk about?
They were asking people to call in about relationships, and so I told whoever answered the phone I was going to talk about that. Then when I got Jack and Bert on the phone. I asked them, I said, hey, look, in afternoons, I said, Don and Mike are, you know, kind of hard on you. They're always cracking on you. So what's the deal with that? And they start going to this big spiel that back when they went up against you or something, when you were at Wava, they used to bust your balls and they're all over you and you're overrated and you think you got the number one show. And I thought that you'd appreciate that.
Hmm. Well, you know what? I would appreciate a tape of that.
Yeah.
Because it might be time to teach Jack Diamond a lesson again. And I don't know if Jack Diamond, Harvey Joel Fisher can read ratings books.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how you can be overrated when you are number one rated.
Yeah, we are number one rated.
We are.
Exactly.
We are now. We were then. And we beat his ass. We beat him like a drum.
We've always beat him like a drum.
When our show was on in the morning against his show.
He wasn't a factor.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, I remember that.
Hold on, Rob. Give me that. Where's that tape of
Diamond?
The Diamond tape. The Go to War tape.
Long or short?
Short. Just a minute. It's 1 minute of tape.
Right.
This is the last time Jack Diamond dared to speak about us. And Harvey, if you're listening, and I know you listen every day, you know what you should have done when this guy mentioned our names? You should have dumped out the call and moved on.
Well, he didn't know it was coming. That was the.
I don't care if he knew it was coming. He knew what would happen. Listen to this.
The Don and Mike Show goes to war.
This time, no mercy on you.
Sure.
You son of a bitch.
The enemy, Jack Diamond, a.k.a. Harvey Joel Fisher.
The Harvey Joel Fisher Pandora's box has been opened.
Everybody in the radio business hates you.
So does this war have Harvey in over his head?
I got some news for you. You're in deep water now, okay? You're swimming with the big boys now.
Don and Mike even mercifully offer the enemy a way out.
And the only way it's going to end is when you come on this show and ask us publicly to please stop talking about you.
But despite all of his tough talk, Harvey Joel pussies out just 24 hours later.
Harvey.
Good morning.
All right, well, I will accept this as your apology since you were big enough to call us.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
The Allied forces of the Don and Mike Show prove victorious once again, keeping America safe. So
listen,
remember what we've learned.
Listen, Jack.
With Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, and God bless America.
You gonna start running your mouth again, boy?
What?
You gonna start running your mouth again, boy?
You know how they had Bert in the background?
Hold on, I'm talking to Jack Diamond right now because I know he listens to this show every day.
All right.
You listen to me, Harvey? You gonna start this crap again?
Hey, Diamond.
Are you gonna start this crap again? Are you gonna make us do it to you again? Like we did last time when you called this show.
That's right.
And apologized because you were afraid I was going to talk about you know what?
Be careful, Harvey.
Don't you run your mouth about us. You're not allowed to speak about us. You're not allowed to comment on us. And furthermore, you son of a bitch, you've never been number one rated in this market.
Never.
Never. Absolutely never. So shut your pie hole, Jack Diamond. And if I get another report that you even mention our names, it all starts all over again.
Yeah, remember, we can make 4 hours of radio talking about you.
Just remember that, Harvey. Remember the last time.
Yeah, listen, hey, we can do it. It's easy. On so many levels, it's so very, very easy for us.
How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, Diamond.
Hey, little buddy. How
hey,
you doing?
I'm Rat Boy with my tan.
How you doing?
I just got out of the tanning bed, Diamond, my friend.
I'll tell you something, man. I've done a mic show. That's an overrated show.
Yeah, that's overrated, Diamond. I tell you, it's not as good and scary and talented as we are.
But I want to tell you something. I do admire Don and Mike for this fact.
What's that, Diamond, my friend?
They have, neither one of them, Don and Mike, have abandoned their families.
Ah, very good, yeah. Like you did, Diamond.
Yeah, I did. I did, little buddy, but because, well, I let the little head do all the thinking for my big head.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Diamond.
Yeah, little buddy.
I hear Mike's got a band. Just like you.
It's nowhere, I want to tell you something, Michael Barron's crap is nowhere near Jack Diamond's Diamond Alley.
You're right about that, Diamond.
So, Harvey, you better shut your friggin' mouth.
Yeah, don't get happy. Don't get happy.
All right, so for the record, what did he say? Do you have an exact accounting?
Yeah, I just said, hey, what do you guys think of what Don and Mike have to say, you know, their opinion about you, what they say in the afternoons, and they got all
you know, they didn't see it coming, so they started, like, stuttering around. And I think Bert said something like, hey, you know, we don't appreciate what they say about us, and, you know, we don't want to talk with other DJs, but what they say is crap, and, you know, we really don't want to talk about other DJs on this show. Then they kind of just hung up on me.
Well, then they then they adhered to the rule.
Well, then he did back right down.
All right.
Okay.
He didn't say that at the first, you dumb, you dumb.
Why didn't you tell me that?
No, that's what Bert said, but Jack was, like, all over you. He was like, hey, we, you know, they say they have the number one show, and that's crap. And we went up against them, and they were the Wave Eagles. We were on top of them. And
hey, Jack.
That on the air?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Jack, I tell you what, Jack. Jack Diamond. I got $10,000 that says you can't come down here and give me an Arbitron ratings book that shows me where you ever beat us. Ever. What do you think of that, Mr. Big Shot?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, super duper. Fantastic.
Ever. He never beat us. Never.
God, what a freaking liar he is.
Yeah, he is.
Don't be fooled, sir.
What a freaking liar he is. And furthermore, you shut your mouth, Harvey.
Right on.
Shut your mouth. Or I'm going to have to call Pam and see about raising those daughters. Bringing them under my wing and giving them the proper parental guidance.
Yeah, and I'd like to hear from people to get that, you know, get a confirmation on that he was trash talking again.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, no, one more thing.
No. Thank you, though. Although I'll tell you one thing that did make me laugh.
What?
Was that Rick Dees talked about us.
Oh, there good. We go.
Now, that doesn't make me mad. That makes me laugh.
Rick Dees.
And here's what Dees had to say. Good morning, Rick Dees in the morning. I got a special message right now for a couple of disc jockeys in Washington, D.C., Don and Mike.
There you go.
Hey, Don and Mike, stop talking about me or else I'm going to have to put your pictures on my website.
Good, all right.
That's cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's good news.
That's fine.
I like that.
Keep it coming, Rigdon.
Absolutely, Rigdon.
Outrageous, if you please.
Rick Dees, 50, going on 60.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this me?
Oh, God, I hate it when people say that.
I'm sorry.
Usually, it's an indicator.
That's all right.
It's an indicator of a good call. And the fact that he steamrolled ahead is also an indicator.
Yes, it's you. How may we serve you?
Well, thank you. Thank you. First of all, I just got to get off my chest. I hate Jack Diamond for two reasons. Number one, because you hate him. And that's probably more important. Number two, I think because of that call before me, I probably used up my 500 minutes on my cell phone, but that's okay.
Ugh. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, Don.
Yeah. Hello.
Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how about that time you and Big Les had that sword fight in the shower?
Will you knock it off?
I like to be long-time listeners to the show.
I thought that was a secret.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
Crossing streams.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I'm in Columbia, and I just wanted to pass along a short story on the ultimate power of Don and Mike. You remember that strange little restaurant where you all did your Las Vegas show and had such a bad experience?
Well, we've had a few bad experiences at restaurants.
Just a couple months ago, you were out here and at Carmen Kaboom's.
I don't even remember what happened there, but I'm sure it went bad.
Well, yeah, it was just the guy who was tearing you up and all and everything.
Oh, is that the one where he had the giant fight with the manager backstage?
Yeah, well, the ultimate power of Don and Mike has struck. The building is completely torn down. It's just in shambles. Hey, I can hear you guys. Whatever you want, you got it. I'll do whatever you need. You won me over.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks a lot. Thank Have
you.
A good one, guys.
Bye-bye.
You closed another one.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello, good afternoon, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Don, your Rick Dees is lapsing into a Dr. Zachary Smith, so be very careful.
All right, thank you. You'll find I'm not as sensitive as Mike when people critique my impression.
I think it might be the same guy. I really do. I swear to God, it might be the same guy that's doing that.
Stop the monkeys.
Not that I remember his voice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Turn your radio down, please.
Okay. I was wondering. I was listening to Rick Dees yesterday, and he said something else about you guys. He said he wanted to know if Don had. Let's see. What did he say? He wanted to know if Don had ever, did he forget to play the commercials when he did afternoons in Los Angeles? I think.
Wow.
He remembers.
Yeah.
Didn't you talk about that one
time?
Well, that's why I got fired from Kiss FM.
He's got a good memory. Still, you're still with him.
I was the afternoon guy at Kiss FM, and he did the morning show.
Right.
And I got fired because I didn't follow the law.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play all the commercials.
So the one lady was reading the news, and then out of nowhere, Rick D says, Don, did you forget? Somebody asked Don if he forgot to play the commercials. And then they continue.
That's funny.
That's great. That's okay. Good. I like that's like kind of a bi-coastal thing. I like
that. That's funny. I don't mind Rick D's doing that. He's harmless. He's nothing. He's not like Jack Diamond, who needs to be taught a lesson.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing? It's me again.
Oh, okay.
Hey, listen, I know the guy that got kicked off of the island.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's me again.
Hi.
I know the guy that got kicked off the island. And I had a beer and a cigarette.
Is it me?
It me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah.
You guys waste too much airtime bitching about Jack Diamond.
Well, then why are you wasting time listening to us bitch about him?
Because
it's irresistible.
Irresistible.
And you can't do anything about it.
I can call you guys, tell you to quit.
Yeah, but you still come back, even if we keep talking about Jack Diamond.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? We haven't. And in fairness to us, we haven't talked about him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't?
And you know, we didn't talk about him. It was that guy that called in and started the whole thing.
That's right.
But listen, at any time that you feel the show is, you know, moving out of your stratosphere, feel free, change the channel.
Okay.
I'll just
and
call,
I got one more thing, too.
I'll call Arbitron and just tell them to, you know, just take down the moron rating.
One less damn dummy.
Minus one. One less dumb.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey.
Bitter nigga here.
Hey, BN.
What's going on, guys?
It sounds like a very mellow BN today.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of. But I've got like a kinder, gentler bitterness about me.
Well, that's good.
Won the Super Bowl. I'm listening to the Don and Mike show. True.
Right.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know that whoever that fake-ass dude was, that wasn't me. Who called y'all the other day who was talking in the third party? No, it wasn't me.
Oh, that was not the original BM.
No, I'm too cool for that this week.
Good.
I like hearing you mellow. That's good.
It's kind of cool. I like it, too.
Then today you will be known as MN.
Don't get it.
Mellow N-word. I find the N-word offensive. I won't say it.
Super. Now, I just wanted to, just for this week and this week only, just tell you, 40, you're all right with me.
Whoa!
Hey.
Whoa!
What, are you high or something?
No, I'm not high. It's just a good week.
Good for you.
That was great.
You know, I like it. Wow.
I like the piece.
I'm almost, you're turning into HN.
Mm-hmm.
Happy.
There you go. That's good.
JN, joyful.
Right, absolutely.
Let's just hope 40 doesn't irk my nerves because, after all, if I'm a racing car and I get put in the red, I could just blow up. And I'm a mushroom cloud laying MF, so you know that, right?
All right, gotcha. Well, listen, we're glad you're a happy, kinder, gentler BN.
Mm.
Have a great weekend.
Love you.
Wow.
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. All right.
BN.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What's up with BN?
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Good change of pace.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Scott from Greenville. Have you been getting a bunch of calls from Greenville, or?
No,
not at all.
None at all. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey. What did you guys think was more realistic, How Stella Got Her Groove Back or Good Times?
What?
What the hell is he talking about?
What?
You're comparing a movie to a television show, sir.
What do you think, which one did you think was more realistic?
Oh, no question. Good Times.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you for your help.
You're very welcome. Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, it is Black History Month.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello there.
And I'm surprised that BN didn't bring that up,
mm-hmm.
that it's sure. Black History Month.
It is Black History Month.
It is.
Mm-hmm. We are so...
And you know, Rob told me before the show, you know why February is Black History Month?
Why is that, Rob?
Because there's only 28 days of February.
Oh, yeah, well, that's Rob's theory.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's Rob's theory.
Excuse me. February.
February.
February. Hello.
Hello there. Hey, I'm just a short-time listener. First-time caller, and I just want to let you guys know that you guys are the epitome of great radio.
Well,
that is why you guys are the radio Zeus.
I am sure you'll change your opinion as you listen to the show longer, but thank you now. We appreciate the support now.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Okay, see you later.
Have a good day.
All right, one more call. We got a break. Stossel's here. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
I was wondering if we could talk to Mike about his band, Crap.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
I was wondering, if they're playing shows or recording music or when the general public...
You know what? No.
No.
All right. Well, there's the answer to your question.
There's your latest Crap update. Stay tuned for more coming.
All right.
Hi. How you doing? This is Crap. You know, I'm kind of frustrated because this weekend there's no Crap band practice.
Really?
Yeah, well, everybody's like... got jobs that they have to go out of town for.
Here, do some jamming on your own. After all, what have I told you all along?
Mm-hmm. I am Crap.
Gilmera is Crap.
God, I love it when you support me.
You are that band.
Thank you very much.
You are the band.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want it to be clear. You know, I've come around on that humility thing that I was stumbling over earlier, and now I say it from the highest mountaintop. I am Crap.
You are, Mike. If Jesse Jackson was here, he'd say, you are!
I am Crap.
Crap.
I am Crap.
You let the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing go.
Never.
Let it go. Stossel's here. We'll have him on right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see.
I hate when people talk during the movie.
For those who serve, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Chuck Stossel.
Hey, Don.
Before we get to Charlie, one thing real fast about Rick Dees. I just saw Mike in the hallway.
Rick Dees.
It's so funny that I'm sure he thinks by getting on his show and saying, hey, call Don and ask him about playing the commercials when he did afternoons at Kiss.
Ooh, he's burned you.
Yeah. I mean,
cool, Don.
Listen, I talked about making out with my niece.
Right.
You think I'm not going to talk? That's an old story.
Don, I think he may be out of touch with your sensitive spot.
You think that that's a news? I mean, that's an old story about how I got fired at Kiss FM.
Yes, sirree, Don, but I think it'll press your hot button. No, sirree, Bob.
Quick D's in the morning. Hey, ask Don about playing the commercials at Afternoon Drive on Kiss FM.
Oh, that ought to get him, Ellen Kay.
Yeah. That's an old story. Yeah. They fired me because I would rather talk. Play commercial.
And we know you've kept it a secret that you've been fired from that many radio stations.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
My God, it's part of the rap.
All right, it's Charlie Stossel time.
Yay!
And Charlie, before we talk movies, we do have a letter for you.
Okay.
Not from a convict.
Oh, dear.
From your favorite pool cleaner.
Just Bigelow, always good.
In Sacramento, Pat Morris.
Nobody uses the U.S. mail better than Pat Morris.
And no one uses finer stationery.
Yes.
Always.
You know, the guy writes on lined notebook paper.
Spiral notebook paper.
Yet he always spends $8
right.
to send it priority mail.
Yeah, his priorities are straight. No need for stationery from Pat Morse.
Now,
it's a full business.
Again, I'm not going to account for how good this letter is, so I just opened it up.
I saw you exactly. You just opened it.
Dear Don and Mike, hey, Charlie. Listen up real good, Melonhead.
Melonhead? Wow.
Stop lying to Don and Mike about how you are dating a blonde girl who resembles Barbie. Christ, after staring at your humongous girly doll collection for the past several years, Janet Reno would look like a shapely blonde. Charlie, why can't you face the facts, Usher boy? You're nothing but a small-time wannabe Roger Ebert film critic. The only thing you have in common with Ebert is your girth.
I am not a big man.
And your slob-like demeanor. What? Hell, Gene Siskel can review movies better than you. And his skeletal bones are starting to settle in the dirt.
Oh, man.
I'm coming to the realization why Don and Mike come in on Fridays to give your moronic... Why Don and Mike have you come in on Fridays...
You just come in for me.
...to give your moronic movie reviews. You arrive at the studio with your god-awful bicycle shorts on and your gay camp counselor clothes as you give away the plots of every movie you review. At least when you come to the studio... don't start drinking a soda through a straw. Your chin tucked close to your chest.
He's really reaching for the old.
He's definitely getting all the highlights.
Looking like a goddamn wolf and sipping on a strawberry daiquiri. Now, it's been years since we've commented on the way you drink through a straw.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, it just awakens a very fond memory.
I'm glad for you.
Okay. Charles, have you no shame or dignity? The way you act around others, especially the way Don and Mike are describing your behavior before 6 million listeners. I've got a tip for you, Doughboy. Instead of riding to the station on your moped to do your silly, worthless movie reviews, stay at home in your studio apartment and phone in your mundane reviews on your rotary phone.
Wow.
Oops.
He got me.
I mean your princess phone line.
Oh, God.
You don't like Pat Morse, do you, Charlie?
No, he's not.
You don't like you? Oh, God.
That way you can give away the entire movie plot while sitting down on your green shag carpet. By the way, I heard it through the grapevine. You've lost a lot of weight, Pudge Boy. However, you can still hide a coconut nut in the folds of your fat,
wow,
pimply belly.
My goodness.
I don't know about pimply bellies.
He's been waiting a while. He seems to have a lot of pent-up frustration. Yeah, but he hasn't gotten anything new yet. He's digging on old things.
I know you hate your job, but don't compound the problem by scarfing down loads of buttered popcorn, jujubes, and chocolate goobers. Take pride in your appearance. Before you go to work, shine the top of your bald head and massive forehead with some virgin olive oil. Make sure you also floss your tooth well enough to extract last night's dinner of caramel popcorn. Also, try wearing suspenders to hold your huge black slacks in addition to getting a nice shine on your saddle shoes. Things may seem bleak now, but at least you've got that new girlfriend of yours. Right.
Oh, God.
Sincerely.
Only wishes.
Pat Morse.
Pat Morse, the pool guy who's...
Only wishes he had somebody like I have.
I don't think there's anybody... You know, we get all that prison mail. He doesn't get face. He doesn't like the mail from Pat Morse.
And frankly, I think Pat Morse gave us a best of letter right there.
Yes, yeah.
He's going on all of his past Charlie Stossel attacks.
Yes. That's because he can't come up with any new material.
Well, it's time for him to freshen
like
up.
The prisoners.
But, yeah, the prisoners have been very creative. You don't like Pat Morse.
No. He was the original one, and no, the hate is still there.
He started it all, didn't
he's,
he, Charlie?
He's the guy who originally started sending you hate letters.
Yeah. First one, son of a bitch.
All right. Chuck, what's new in the movies this
it's
week?
A slow weekend, Don. We only have two.
Only two?
Only two.
Okay.
Let's start with Head Over Heels.
And what is this?
This is a movie that will appeal to any young girl between the ages of 12 and 15.
Oh, that means it'll be on cable next week.
In this movie, Monica Potter. Who
Charlie's going to love it.
Yeah, that's right.
This actress, Monica Potter, has just terrible luck with guys. So she moves into an apartment in New York. With
who's the girl actress?
Monica Potter is her name. She's in Patch Adams.
Oh, I thought it was the name of the character. I have no idea who she is.
She's really cute. Blonde. You close your eyes, she sounds just like Julia Roberts. Anyway, gets an apartment with four models who are just very stuck on themselves and proceeds to fall in love with Freddie Prinze Jr., who lives across the hallway. She thinks one day she sees him commit a murder.
I am Colonel Monica Potter. Sorry.
And let the wacky hijinks begin.
How does Freddie Prinze Jr. get so many movie roles?
He gets it. He's always into these she's all that, she's the one type movies. So
Bull Dookie. He's scary talented.
Sorry.
So there you go. There's the plot line of this.
I hear he's really bad. Is Freddie Prinze as bad an actor as I'm hearing that he is?
But he's not that bad.
They say it sounds like he's reading his lines.
Well, he always does.
Okay.
Rob, what does this note mean?
Monica Potter was the wife in Con Air.
Yes, she was also the wife of Nicolas Cage.
I thought she was like 13.
No. No, I said it will appeal to 13-year-old girls, this movie. She is an adult. A 13-year-old in Manhattan moving with four models is not a good idea.
She's the girl in Con Air who comes...
Yes, it is.
She's the girl in Con Air who comes to the airport and cries with John Cusack.
Yes.
All right, she's not that hot.
I thought she was cute in this movie.
All right, what's the name of this movie?
Head Over Heels.
How many dolls you give it?
We'll give it one.
One doll.
Wow,
one.
It's that bad.
Well, no, we've hit the best one of the week.
Oh, really?
That's very hetero of you. What is the
Thank
next
you,
movie?
Valentine.
Oh, now I think this looks like a great horror movie.
Yeah, this is not a formula horror movie where...
I like the scary mask.
You do. You like that cherub
I do, the
angel.
Cherub. Big time.
But this is not what horror movies have to try to do. They come up with a gimmick, a new killer that they can make a lot of movies off of. If it does well, then we have more cherub killers.
Right.
Which is always fun for everyone.
Isn't the girl with the Joker smile in that?
Yes, Denise Richards.
Yes, right. And she
yes.
looks good.
She looks great. Bikini. Death in a bikini from
any
her.
Any nudity?
Not from her.
She's still doing this. If she's, you know, obviously she's stepping down to be in this movie. I mean,
no,
she's not
this is about all I think that she from James Bond. Was she the nuclear physicist in the Bond picture? And now she's down to being slashed in a hot tub.
Wasn't she nude in the movie with Neve Campbell and
Wild Thing?
Yeah, wasn't
very
she nude in
guilty
that?
Guilty pleasure. Yes, she was, Rob.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
That's a great movie.
Did somebody tell us that if you get some DVD of Starship Troopers that they
yeah,
have?
Yeah, there are extra scenes in Starship Troopers.
That are nude scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, where she's topless.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hot movie, that Starship Troopers. Yeah. Yeah, just with all those women running around. You know,
Wild Things?
They're all... Yeah, Wild Things is about... I like... There's something about... There's more
you know
sexual energy in Starship Troopers.
No,
even though you got all the bugs
sexual energy.
And stuff
get
like
this
that.
Movie called Bound.
You know what I love best about Starship Troopers?
What?
The scene where they're all in the shower together.
Yes, the guys and the girls.
And you don't have to see, like... guys' genitals, all you see are topless girls,
and they're being
soaping themselves.
And they're being so casual about it, and it's a vision of the future
like
that I like.
It's because it's the future, and in the
yeah.
future,
it's not a big deal.
Sex doesn't mean a lot.
Well, it was, it's not, it's just
don't
that,
say that
they're so evolved that they control themselves when they're in the shower, but they still have their moments.
Exactly. Couldn't control ourselves today, could we?
No, no way. Absolutely not. You and I would just be sitting there, you know, with his shower hitting us in the forehead. Staring, mouths agape. You know, would you like some soap?
Spewing DNA.
Oh, man.
Talk about a shower.
We'd be walking around like raisins, you know? Oh, man. I tell you, I just woke up and I took a shower and had breakfast. I'm filthy again.
So in this movie, of course, the there's a little kid that's a flashback, and he's picked on, and does he grow up to be the killer of these girls then when they get older? And
why is he wearing the cherub mask?
Well, you don't want to know who he is.
Yeah, but why a cherub mask?
This mask was at the dance when they were all in junior high. Somebody was wearing this mask at the junior high dance.
Scary mask.
Oh, very scary. And, of course, new and exciting ways to kill people. You know, an opening scene where the
Charlie,
girl...
there's nothing wrong with a good horror movie where they kill
this
people.
This is not, but, you know, Scream, I thought was good. This is the,
wait, wait, well, let me
the
just...
same violent...
I happen to occasionally like to take in these movies, and I'll tell you why. Scream was a different movie. Scream was a movie unto itself, because Scream had that little comedy thing
and
going
Scream
throughout
it. Scream was a takeoff
it kind of a
on
takeoff.
Comedy movies, even though it did have
right.
people getting killed. I mean, when I think back to a good horror movie, it's like Friday the 13th.
Freddy,
you know, Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street.
That was different, though. When those first came out, you didn't have movies like Friday the 13th and like Nightmare on Elm Street. That began all these slasher movies, but now...
Halloween.
There's one every 2 months, it seems.
Well, is there lots of blood in this?
Not really.
Oh, well,
no,
well,
not really.
Well, bad. Okay.
Not. I mean, you have to find new creative ways to kill people, and that's
you know what
they do in this.
You know what we need, really? I mean, the last one was Silence of the Lambs. Now you got Hannibal coming out
that's
again. But what we need is, I think it was back in the 1970s, where you had a few films that were really like horror movies, but yet they were really scary. They tried to.
Hey, what about Carrie?
Carrie is a good example of that. I'm trying to think
recently,
of some of
the only one I can think of is Seven. That, you know, you had that kind of...
I love those.
Feel.
I mean, Seven's a good example.
Yeah, I don't think Seven's a horror movie, though.
No, not a horror movie, but more where, you know, the killer's in the house, and it's not that, you know, you're going to see 15 kids get, you know, killed with, you know, with an arrow through the chest. But what you're going to see is maybe one person who's being stalked, and you just create the suspense. I think that's a formula that still works. I wish they'd do that more.
Well, exactly. A lot of people just don't do that.
They don't do it anymore.
The movie Valentine, how many dolls do you give it?
That gets one and a half, one and a half.
One and a half. Oh, yeah, yeah. And you got calls, Charlie.
Oh, dear.
So let's go to calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, you talking to me?
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Gigi. I'm going to start writing Charlie hate letters, too.
Why?
Why?
Well, he always says he doesn't give away the plot, but he just told us when and where.
One person
out
of seven.
Hold on. Let her make her point.
Please
what is
the
your point?
The point is that, you know, granted, I probably know that sooner or later Denise Richards is going to get it in this film. Not that I'm even going to see it, but I'm assuming some people out there will.
So you're calling for the others.
Yes, hold on, I am. I'm representing the others.
Let the girl make her point.
Yes, Don.
That so now, I mean, there's going to be, everybody's going to know that Denise Richards gets it in a bikini in the hot tub. Right, Charlie?
Yeah, with a grill.
Yeah.
See,
there you
just,
go.
You just
idiot.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Gigi is very angry.
All right, Gigi. Well,
you know, Gigi, if this were a movie that you were going to go see, I could see your point. I'll
well,
see
I'm not saying that I'm going to go see it, but, I mean, I always hear you go, I never give the plot away.
I don't give the plot away.
You clearly gave it away that when this person buys it, and now you told us how.
Hold on. I like the dynamic of the lady arguing with Charlie just for a second more.
Okay. All right.
Just indulge me.
Go ahead, Charlie. Go ahead, ma'am.
No, it's not that it's the plot, Charlie, but obviously, if it's a stupid horror movie, everybody knows what the plot are, and if people are going to see it, they know people are going to buy it.
You know,
but you don't have to tell us when and where all these people are going to die.
No, you're absolutely right. I don't, but I give Don the information he wants to know. Is Denise Richards naked? Does she show off her gigantic
breasts? Because, she got in a bikini. But then you said, she dies in a bikini, and it's in a hot tub.
Well, ma'am, I'll tell you what. Out of the 10 characters that could be the killer or get killed in this movie, now you know one. Ooh. I'm sure that'll ruin the eight.
Maybe
bucks
my favorite character was Denise Richards, and I didn't want to know when she got killed. But you obviously thought everybody should know that, and so you had to open your mouth.
Well, thank you. I'm sure you haven't opened your mouth in a while.
Actually, I have.
I'm
I open
just
it every
kidding,
day.
Ma'am.
All right, you know I'm right. That kills you, doesn't that, it, Charlie?
It absolutely kills me. I'm going to go home and cry tonight in the dark room.
So what's new?
With you?
Oh, no.
You cry in a dark room.
Oh, man. Got me.
Jerry from Survivor.
All right. Thank you, Gigi.
Bye.
You're welcome. Call again.
Bye, honey.
Okay.
And here's my movie trivia. This is for you, Don.
Yes.
Gigi, name of a man in a movie. He's referred to as his nickname, Gigi. Name the movie and name who we're talking about.
NFI.
Old movie.
NFI.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, in Wall Street?
Yes.
When's he referred to as Gigi?
He calls Gordon Gekko Gigi.
Oh.
G-I-G-I. G-I-G-I.
Right, no, you had to think
okay.
of it. Yeah, I'll get right on it. Talk at you, Gigi.
Hello, Don. Don Mike Show.
Don, I'll pay you $1,000 to let me in the ring with that a-hole for 3 minutes. So I
oh, my God.
His ass. Charlie, you're an effing hemorrhoid.
Oh, my God.
You're such a push. You're a man who can't keep his woman straight. You give away intimate movies. You play with dolls. You're a pussy.
Come down here. Come down here, asswipe.
Oh, yeah, come on, Clint Howard. Oh, come on, Clint Howard. Why don't you come to where I'm at? I'll kick your ass. Come on, Mr. Mouth.
Come on,
you big bloody hemorrhoid.
Oh, bite me.
Oh, God.
Oh, bloody hemorrhoid. That's the original one.
All right, goodbye. Hold on. I believe I have a pro-Charlie call
thank
here.
You, for Christ's sake.
Hello, oh, Don and my show.
Hi, I just want to thank Charlie for saving me money on lousy movies.
Exactly. Thank you, sir.
I mean, if I have 10 minutes to see the trailer, 5 minutes listening to Charlie, you saved me $8. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, and thank you for your service.
I'm not a homo, but boy, if you and I were in a cell together, you'd be in trouble.
Well, I don't know if that was really a pro call I want. Thank you, though, I guess.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon. A couple weeks ago, Charlie reviewed The Gift, and I went to go see it on the strength that you get to see Katie Holmes' breasts.
You do.
Now, you do get to see, what I was waiting for was to see a nice soft porn scene where you get to see her being done really good.
Do you really think you're going to see that from Katie Holmes?
Sasa, listen up here a second. She's being murdered. She's a murder victim. You put murder in her breast together and you say, hey, wow.
Oh, no.
Charlie.
Porn is one thing, but murder is another.
I bet you're glad you came in today.
I'm always glad when I come in here.
First time,
I'm having a great day.
Don and Mike, the first thing you see
his phone is breaking.
Hey, there's a break for you, Charlie.
That's a shame.
Is that true, though? The scene where you see her breasts is where she's being murdered?
She is the town whore.
But is
you see her breasts in many scenes?
Okay.
And not the one. No, what this guy might be talking about is there is a scene. Oh, here I go. I'm going to give away the movie again.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold it. You can extricate yourself from this without having to give the whole scene. Do you see her breasts other than when she's being murdered?
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
All of them?
At least one.
Mean? Nip, areola?
Yeah.
I have to find. I'm sorry. I have to ask a follow up here. Do you see the most breast shots when she's being murdered? Is that where you see her breast the most? Come on.
No.
Okay.
Technically,
good.
No.
Technically, no. Okay. That
not while
yes.
She's being murdered.
Okay.
That means right. Yes. But you know, he went to see the movie.
You sick freak.
You. And the other guy brought out another great one. Called him Clint Howard look-alike.
I know.
That's another old one.
That is an old one.
From Charlie's Greatest Hits.
An oldie but goodie.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Jesse Schwarzenegger. How you doing? I would like to thank Charlie for ruining the movie. I'd not have to see it with my girlfriend now. Goodbye, Mr. O'Mara.
Jesse Schwarzenegger. You know, that didn't hurt. There's so much hate coming your way right now, I realize it. My problems are small potatoes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Okay, now.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Good job, Charlie. I look forward to this segment every week. I enjoy having you on there. You do great work.
And
but please. Quit molesting children, Charlie.
Oh, hey, not funny.
Oh,
not
God.
Funny. Not funny.
Oh, my God.
Not funny.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I don't like him.
I'll take two more calls, Charlie. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike. Charlie, I need to tell you this, man. I have hated all movie critics up to this point. I love you. If I was a woman, I would not go gay. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I guess thank you.
That is another
another mixed compliment.
Backhanded put down.
That's right.
But you know, if I have to pick between what I had then and what I have now, I'll take what I have now any day.
Hello, Don and my show. Absolutely last call for Charlie Stossel.
Charlie, thank you for turning me to women. I'm your ex-wife.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Your penis was so revolting, I had to go the other way.
Okay.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico.
Oh, goodbye, goodbye.
Here's
goodbye.
Movie man. Charlie
oh, is that to me goodbye or the callers?
Yeah, no, that meant for you.
All righty.
I'll say this, Charlie. You bring our callers together.
Wow. You do, and it's always festive.
Force.
Yes, it's festive. It really is.
We love you on the show.
Glad that you are entertained, Mr. O'Hara.
Not just me. We're all entertained. We love it when you come in. Review movies. Thank you, Charlie. And next week, you give us a heads up on Hannibal. Beautiful. Thank you. There he is, Charlie Stossel. I'll tell you this, our audience can't agree on much.
Yeah, that's true.
But they can all agree that they all hate Charlie Stossel.
But they love to hate him, Don.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, hey, listen, if he was a douchebag, we wouldn't have him on the show.
Absolutely.
Great bunch of calls today for Charlie, incidentally.
Here we go.
Almost as good as reading a letter from jail. Got a break. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Have you started thinking about Valentine's Day yet?
Having a hard time coming up with something that's different, something not outrageously expensive, something fun and easy, something really special for that special someone?
Well, the answer is a worldwide monkeygram.
1-800-858-5101.
A monkeygram is a cuddly, huggable, super plush monkey that arrives in its own special box. It comes with the finest truffles from Green Mountain Chocolates and a handwritten personal message of love.
Imagine your loved one's face when the box arrives at the office or home, and out comes this adorable gift of love with truffles and a message like, whenever I'm not around, hug this monkey and think of me.
It's so easy to send a monkeygram for Valentine's Day or any special occasion.
Call 1-800-858-5101 and one of our monkey business professionals will help you make this a gift that truly represents just how you feel.
Monkeygrams start at $39.95 and will keep giving love long after Valentine's Day.
Call now, 1-800-858-5101.
That's 1-800-858-5101.
Call now.
Don and Mike Show cordially invites you to a beautiful evening in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Friday, February 23rd, it's the Don and Mike Lake Tahoe Reno Style Show. This gala show will include all the raunchy fun you've come to expect, including the underwear fashion show, of course. The show is at Harrah's of Lake Tahoe, and it starts at 8 p.m. It's first come, first served. So make your plans now. We invite your ass to come on down.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas Style Show.
I'm cutting a fucking spot, Tony.
Don't miss.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Soothing your severe buttock trauma. The Don and Mike Show.
I got a feeling the last hour and a half, 2 hours of the show will be crazy because Melissa Stark is supposed to be calling us from Hawaii.
Ah, very good.
She's just arriving. Her plane is arriving as we speak.
Very good.
Give a pro Pro Bowl preview. Love talking to POA, Melissa Starr.
Mm-hmm.
Also, G. Gordon Liddy is going to be coming in after he films his Hardball appearance with Chris Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be doing a victory lap and speaking German for
Very exciting, absolutely.
And we're going to try to give you one more shot at the Money with the Secret Song before we get out of here.
Good.
Mike, I can't believe we've done the whole show February 2nd, and we've not even mentioned it's Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day!
And, well, we've done this for years, where we call Punxsutawney, you know, and we do the fake DJ thing.
Right.
But we've never done it with our new alter egos, Mike Oxbig.
Right, and
Mike Latouris.
Mike Latouris.
So let's
I always have a mental block on Mike Latouris.
Rob, you think the Groundhog Souvenir Shop is closed?
Well, it says they're open till 5, but it's a big day.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably expand their hours for the big day.
Biggest day of the year for them.
Punxsutawney Phil.
And Buzz, not that it matters. What happened?
He saw his shadow, so we get 6 more weeks of winter.
Right.
Punxsutawney Chamber, may I help you?
Hello, is this the Groundhog Souvenir Shop?
Yes, it is.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mike Oxbig, and this is my partner,
Mike Latouris. Good to see you. How you doing, sir?
We're doing fine.
Listen, hi, I want to tell you first that you're on the radio. We're doing a family-oriented two-for-the-road show right now on the Westwood One radio network. And we first, of course, want to say, like everyone, happy Groundhog Day.
Big day, Groundhog Day. I tell you, everybody wants to know what the deal is up there in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, with the with that wild creature.
Well, Phil was awakened by the Arcadia Kane knocking on his door. And at 7:25 this morning, lo and behold, he's seen his shadow. There are 6 more weeks of winter weather.
Oh, you heard it right here, everybody. Good afternoon. It's 28 past the hour. I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris. And I'll tell you right now, we've got the guy from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, that's giving us all the bad news, I guess, that we're going to have 6 more weeks of that pesky winter. I tell you, I hate winter. Most of the Latouris family hates winter. I'll tell you that right now.
The Oxbigs hate it as well.
That's for sure. Hello?
Yes.
May we ask a favor, sir?
Yes, sir.
Keep in mind that you're live on the radio right now. Hey, everybody, it's just about 30 minutes after the hour.
I'm talking about that old groundhog.
Can I ask?
The one, the only, the original, the seer of seers, prognosticator of prognosticators, the only one.
Here's what I'd like to ask. May I ask your first and last name, sir?
Roger Steele.
Okay, Roger
Would you
consider yourself to be Mr. Groundhog Day from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania?
Well, I've been going to the knob for 17 years.
Beautiful. Here's what we like. Something that we can play for years to come. A celebrity endorsement.
We'd love to do this if you wouldn't mind taking a second to do that for us.
Where you take a second and say, hi, this is Rod. What was your name again, sir?
Roger Steele.
Roger Steele. You're listening to Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris on the Westwood One radio network.
Did you get that down? Do you have to write it down, or can you memorize
it? If you hold on, let me get to a quieter phone.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good idea.
Wow. Terrific.
Oh, boy.
So he'll write that down, and then he'll give us the big celebrity endorsement all the way from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. And that's Oxbig and Letouris.
Oxbig and Latouris.
He's very good.
He's been going to the knob for 17 years.
Yeah, I tell you, we'd like to go to the knob. I know most of the Latourises would.
So are the Oxbigs.
I need a Latouris.
Especially my uncle. York.
York Oxbig.
York Oxbig. We've been laughing at the same stupid joke now.
Yeah.
For months.
Okay, I'm back with you.
All right, now, I'm going to, hold on. Let me put our producer on with you just for a second.
Sure.
Give him the correct spellings of our names so that there's no screw-up.
Okay.
We're going to do a quick traffic check here, everybody.
To the Oxbig Latouris get together for a beautiful Friday afternoon.
Let's go to the traffic copter right now.
Okay. He's on hold.
Hi, Roger. Hi, it's Rob with the Mike and Mike Show. How are you? Great. I want to help you get the spellings right so you can say it right, because that's what we want. We want to get it right, don't we? Sure do. Okay.
Get it right. That's right.
Mike, M-I-K-E, Oxbig, O-X-B-I-G-G, and Mike, M-I-K-E, Latouris. And that's capital L, small A, capital T, small A-U-R-U-S. Mike Oxring and Mike Latouris. And it's the Two for the Road show on Westwood One. That's W-E-S-T-W-O-O-D 1. O-M-E. Can you give me a read? We're all over, but we're based in Frederick, Maryland. Can you give me a readout?
Fast as possible.
Right. As fast as possible, because we're almost done with our traffic speed.
No, he wants to read it fast.
Read it fast.
Is he doing it?
On Westwood One, but other than that, that was perfect.
It may be a little faster.
And the faster you can read it, the better, because time is an issue, as you know.
Tell him you're going to put him through to an engineer now.
I'm going to put you through to an engineer right now.
All right, Buzz, you do the talking here.
Hold on a second, okay? Next person you speak to will be Wendell. He'll be able to tape your greeting.
Hello, sir. Hold on. All right, now I'm going to patch him through to you, and you be Wendell, and then you say, and you don't even know what's going on.
Right.
You're just going to tape something. Hello, sir?
Yes.
Hi, it's Wendell here.
Yes, Wendell.
Yeah, I'm an engineer with the Mike and Mike Show.
Right.
I think we're all set up here and ready to go. The tape's rolling, so if you just want to do the line for us, we'd sure appreciate it.
Hi, this is Roger Steele from Beautiful Punxsutawney on the Mike Oxvig and Mike Latouris Two for the Road on Westwood One.
Faster. Very good. Could you do that one more time just a little bit faster for us?
Hi, this is Roger Steele from Beautiful Punxsutawney on the Mike Oxvig and Mike Latouris Two for the Road on Westwood One
more time. Faster.
One more time.
You need to get it within like 5 seconds.
Yeah, we got a real time limit here. We're trying to squeeze it into 5 seconds if we could. You're doing a great job, and I think if you just do it one more time, this will do it.
Hi, this is Roger from Punxsutawney on the Mike Oxvig and Mike Latouris Two for the Road on Westwood One.
Put him on hold.
Very good. I'm going to put you on a hold, and you'll be back with the host in just a second.
Okay.
All right, now, Rob, just cue up the part of the tape where he says it so we can play it for him.
Okay.
Tell him how grateful we are for the greeting.
It's fantastic.
All right, listen, back on the air, everybody. Hi. This is Mike Oxbig.
I'm Mike Latouris, and we're here on the Oxbig Latouris Two for the Road show. How's everybody doing this afternoon?
Mike and Mike with you. Good afternoon, 33 past the hour. Hey, Raj from Punxsutawney, are you still there? Hello? Oops. You know what? I pressed the wrong button. I'm Mike Oxbig.
I'm Mike Latouris. We got the Oxbig Latouris get together for Friday afternoon. Rod, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
It's 33 minutes past the hour. You got to be somewhere, Tom, there. You got 27 minutes to get there. News, traffic, weather together coming up on the 8th. Now, I understand that our producer, while we were doing our news break, actually got a greeting from you.
Yes, they did.
All right, if we could roll that back, please. We're going to give you a little behind the scenes how the radio world works right now.
Yeah, and Rod, you'll get a chance to hear your own voice through the magic of audio tape. Y'all set for that?
Yeah, I am.
Fantastic.
Let's roll that, please.
Hi, this is Roger from Punxsutawney on the Mike Oxvig and Mike Latouris Two for the Road on Westwood One.
I want to tell you, that is a beautiful thing.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Could you rewind that, please, so we could hear that one more time here at the studio?
Rod, you happy with it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic. So
you're just great. If we could hear it one more time, please. Okay, roll it.
Hi, this is Roger from Punxsutawney on the Mike Oxvig and Mike Latouris Two for the Road on Westwood One.
You the man, Rog.
Thank you.
We can't thank you enough. Again, everybody, good afternoon. It's 35. And, Roger, thank you for your time.
No problem.
You take care now, Punxsutawney.
Hey, until next time, let me say I hope that this time's been special.
Oh, yeah.
Our time is your time. You know, time stops for no man. So until next time, let's hope that all our times together are great. Our current time is 35 past the hour. This is Mike Oxbig.
And this is Mike Latouris.
And goodbye, Roger.
Bye-bye.
Perfect. Perfect. Oh, you know, it's damn funny.
Sure
is. Oh, my goodness. And you know, and what the funniest part is right towards the end, you know he was starting to go, hey, what is the deal?
No,
I thought at the very end there was
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think so. Rob,
yeah.
Call him back and ask him how he thought it went.
Beautiful.
Roger, right?
Yeah, it's the very end. At the very end, I thought I got a little bit. Because, you know, when we do it towards the end, we're... and he Taking you to the time.
Yes, I love that.
Our time is your time.
I'm Mike for no man.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Not answering now?
Not yet.
No, he's busy. Swamped. Selling those stuffed gophers or whatever he sells.
No answer yet.
Maybe they're closed now.
Try one more time. Maybe I misdialed. All right.
Well, some big energy expended on the Oxbig Latouris get-together. Oh, he's running around telling all his friends he's on the radio. Oxbig and Latouris.
Hey, I was just on with Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris.
What?
Hope he tells everyone. The Mike and Mike 2 for the road show.
Yeah. Thank you for ringing.
Yeah, getting through.
Hi, is Roger there, please? Hi, Roger. It's Rob again from the Mike and Mike show. Just wanted to call and say thanks for taking the time to appear with us. How do you think it went? Yeah, I agree. Listen, I was wondering, are you always at this number? Because we'd like to call you on other holidays. Like the 4th of July, are you busy for the 4th? Grand, what kind of festival?
Oh, God, okay.
A Groundhog Festival on the 4th of July.
What? No.
And can I get in touch with you via the Chamber of Commerce? You're on foot. Do you have a cell phone I could call you on? No, is there a home number I can call you?
Okay, all right, Rob, give it up.
All right, well, we'll call you in the park then, and thanks for taking the time to appear with us. All right, bye now. Bye.
So how was he?
He was really happy.
There you go.
Of course he was.
Good.
Rerun his greeting one more time.
Here's a greeting for the Mike and Mike 2 for the road show.
This is the schmuck who runs the Chamber of Commerce in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Where the rodent saw his shadow today.
Yes, he did.
Or whatever it is. It's not a rodent.
It is a rodent.
Rodent's family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Woodchuck, right?
Yes. You got it, Robbie?
Oh, I see you got to back it up.
I didn't fly yet. I thought we were
done. I just want to hear it one more time.
Oxbig and Latouris. And Rob, I enjoyed your spelling of Latouris. L-A, capital T,
and you know the
A-U-R-U-S.
And the two G's on...
Yes, Oxbig.
Nice Mike stuff. Oxbig.
Yeah. A little bit faster for us.
Hi, this is Roger Steele from beautiful Punxsutawney on the Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris 2 for the road on Westwood 1.
One more time. Faster.
One more time.
You need to get it within like 5 seconds.
Yeah, we've got a real time limit here. We're trying to squeeze it into 5 seconds if we could. You're doing a great job, and I think if you just do it one more time, this will do it.
Hi, this is Roger from Punxsutawney on the Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris 2 for the road on Westwood 1.
Sorry, over it again.
I'm sorry, that slays me. That freaking slays me.
Fantastic.
Okay, just ahead of a brand new low-budget Jeff Hardy, let's do a call 100.
Yeah. Give you one more shot here today to win the $500. The last guy was so close.
Right.
I've given you all the clues. Top 10 hit, 1980s, by a duo. Identify the song, win $500.
I don't know if I can.
Phone number 877-365-3636. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
As God is my witness, I have never forced her to do one thing that she did not want to do, ever.
Well, I don't mean to piss you off.
Under the direction of Andrew Blake, it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's see if we can give away this money before the end of the week. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The cards for the contest?
Yep, you're the 100th caller. What's your name?
This is Will from Portland, Maine.
Will from Portland. Will, you have won the Blockbuster DVD rental pass.
Yes.
Good for one free DVD rental every day for a month. Blockbuster, the best way to DVD. Now, are you ready to go for the big money?
I'm ready.
Okay. It's there for you, $500. Mm. Secret song number 4. We need title and artist. Top 10 song from the 80s. By a duo. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Britney Spears.
We wish you...
Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
Stop. Love it. Love the song. And Mike, love the effort.
Thank you.
Curtis beat Louis Armstrong. Money we're giving away is courtesy Main Street Title.
Oops, I did it again.
Yeah.
I think you stumbled on the new format right there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll bone up on those hot today's tunes.
$500. Title and artist, please.
I'm going to try Hall & Oates Man Eater.
Only about the fifth time that's been guessed.
No.
Thank you, though. And don't forget that every guest is a clue,
for you.
And, you know, without giving it away, the last guy that called said Hall & Oates, you're a bitch. How do I do this without giving it away?
You can stop there.
I have a guess. The name of The name of the song is not You're a Bitch.
You're both wrong.
Oh, that's cool.
Man.
It's not Rich Girl either. Okay. It's not Rich Girl.
Don't be fooled by this man.
All right, now, a Friday favorite. You know what, Rob? That's how we get them. All right, time for a Friday favorite, and I smell a combination of different... I mean, it smells like Ben Gay. I smell Ben Gay. Hello, Don. I want to say I also smell love, you know, DNA type love.
I'm Bob Barker from The Price is Right. We're ready to go. It is the highest rated game show in daytime television.
I smell Ben Gay love in Lavoris. That can only mean that it's Bob Barker. And Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Why is there a patch?
I've lost the sight of my right eye, but I won't let anyone know on The Price is Right. However, when I'm not on the show, I will be wearing these glasses with my eye patch because otherwise it tears and oozes.
Is that because you're so old?
I am getting older. I'm not old. You're as old as you feel, especially when we're doing The Price is Right, Don. It's very complicated. Are you going to watch The Price is Right, the new season coming up on CBS television?
I don't watch The Price is Right that much.
You don't watch The Price is Right?
Well,
why not, Don Geronimo?
Well, I've been watching...
Tell me why.
I've been watching Court TV.
I know.
Where they talk about penis and vagina and fingers.
I know. Let me take my patch off.
Okay.
Now I want to know why you're not watching. Why aren't you watching, Don?
Listen, I really don't want to hurt your feelings, but sometimes instead of The Price is Right...
Yes?
I watch The View.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
What do you think of The View?
I think The View sucks.
Why?
I don't think anyone should be watching The View when they can watch the most intelligent and intriguing show on television, The Price is Right, which is a fantastic game show, and the longest-running game show on daytime television, and I'll tell you what.
And sometimes I watch Judge Joe Brown.
Oh, Judge Joe Brown. No, no. No, it's very complicated, but I'll tell you, we want you to watch The Price is Right. Now, it's the right thing to do, and I know you, Don Geronimo.
What about the...
Well, you watch The Price is Right, Don Geronimo.
Yes, Bob.
Attaboy.
What about the reports I'm reading that some of the whores you have on your show, that they are...
What are you doing, Bob?
I'm having a drink. I'm having a drink because I'm relaxing, as I often do, between we tape segments, you know, on The Price is Right. And I have a cocktail in between. I've spilled. I've soiled myself. I've spilled my vodka all over my lap. Let's get a towel for Bob.
Now, Bob.
Bob has spilled his drink all over his lap on his doublet. Thank you very much. We're very excited about that. And it's great to be back in New York.
What? Some of the whores, don't tell them we're in Washington.
Okay.
Way to go, Bob.
Some of the whores on your show who bring out the appliance.
Now, don't call them whores.
Well, Bob,
why do you insist on calling them whores?
In private, the last time we were discussing Barker's beauties.
Yes, and I told you that fantastic story about Bob and Diane Parkinson, who was so wonderful she touched little Bob. Made it spit for the captain.
Didn't you tell me that you called
them whores.
I do call them whores. Where are my whores? Let's see which one of my whores will bump. Where's my new girl, Nikki? Where is Nikki? She's our latest hoe. On the Price is Right, and we're very excited. Look, it's G. Gordon Liddy.
Huh?
G. Gordon Liddy has come into the studio with Bob Barker and Don. It's one happy family. Way to go on the mistrial, G-Man.
How about that? That's good.
Okay, Bob, how about...
Yes?
How about... You want to stay as Bob?
No, I'll leave. I'd like to talk. I know that Mike would love to talk to G-Man.
All right, then come on back in.
Goodbye.
Come back in.
Congratulations, Gordon.
I see Gordon. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You know, we supported G throughout throughout his trial. We had updates on his trial from his son, from the courthouse. And G, what can we say?
You kicked her ass.
You know, one-year lawsuit.
Well, you know, what was interesting is it's kind of ironic that I got this split decision, sort of 7-2 in my favor, which is, you know, a hung jury. So,
yes.
So that, you know, they couldn't come to a conclusion. But if I had gotten a clear verdict, I would never have gotten what the judge did. What the judge did was said, this case is ending now. He spent 2 hours going through all the evidence, and he said, I am awarding a judgment to Liddy over Ms. Wells, because as a matter of law, no reasonable juror could possibly find that I was negligent when I was speaking as I was. Plus, it's a big First Amendment thing.
It's really a First Amendment thing, but also the truth, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I noticed somebody who's been reading a lot about this trial and following the theories that, you know, this is based around the theories about the Watergate break-in, right. And there is a whole new arena of credibility for a lot of what has been discussed on your show as to why that break-in occurred, and I would assume that this is now going to grow a little bit.
This, well, what it is now it means that no historian or journalist or anybody else examining Watergate can ignore what the judge said. He spent 2 hours reviewing all the evidence, a massive amount of evidence, which you just can't get around that demonstrates that this thing is correct.
I'll tell you what I noticed about G. I noticed that... You've just come back from filming Hardball, right?
Yeah.
Because look at how much more serious he is now, opposed to when we saw him 3 hours ago when he left the studio.
Yeah. Absolutely. He does. You know, he has to download from that serious show and realize that he's on the air with the Muppets right now.
But, G, you should know one thing, G. The day that, the first day we had Tom on the air was the day that we read in the account in the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that freaking newspaper wrote the account... When they were writing about the guy who said that he saw spaceships and stuff like that, you would not have known that that was an account that was being given by the other side.
Yeah, that was their witness, not my witness.
Yeah.
And they didn't. I mean, there was so much left out of that.
Well, you know, the thing about the Washington Post is that one day they even got the lawyers' names wrong.
That's what pissed us off more than anything, the fact that we read the article.
I read the account today. I think it was also in the Post today. And you were talking about the 7-2-8-1 decision where the jury was deadlocked.
Yeah.
You can read that entire article, and you cannot discern who, you know, the 8 votes are for, because they don't include it in the story.
Right.
And I was trying to figure this out, because they said mistrial, and then they said the jury was hopelessly deadlocked at 8-1 or 7-2, depending on what stage of the deliberation it was in.
That's right.
And you don't know who it's for, and I didn't know until this very moment when you said it was 7-1, 8-2 in your favor.
But, the judge let us interview the jurors, and you know, that's when we found out.
You know, that's an important point to make.
Oh, they didn't. You can read that story. I guarantee you, go back over it. I think in the Metro section of the Post, and you know, it's just you don't get all the important details, and you know, really, and people that aren't familiar with the workings of the law might not even understand that you know, a mistrial is a tremendous victory for your side.
Yeah, and if I hadn't had that, I would not have had the judge's decision awarding me the victory on a basis, as a matter of law. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that just really puts his imprimatur on it.
Well, we were behind you all the way.
I know you were. And
we were so happy to hear that that you were victorious.
Yeah.
And I know that you can't drink anymore.
You don't smoke.
That's right.
I hope
two out of three.
I hope, yeah. I hope tonight you're able to go out and get laid.
So do I.
Because I know that it's been a tough 3 weeks.
Yeah, you must be awfully tired. That's a lot to go through.
You know what? I made a mistake in my testimony because they said that I was effective and everything like that, but I only got 7-2. If I had done it in German. If I had done it in German, how would they wouldn't have dared not to come in 500-1 storming? You'll see.
And the piece of testimony I love the best,
right,
that I read that Gordon says is that, do you want to kill John Dean? I wouldn't waste the 25 cents on the bullet to go into his head.
You know, speaking of that, it comes back to him. He, of course, didn't testify in this trial. Will you ever, do you think, will the face-off ever? I know you're probably chomping at the bit to get that done.
You know, here's the history of that. He sues me in 1992 when I had just come aboard. You guys came aboard in 91,
right
here in this station. And I came in, I think, February of 92, and then in the spring, he sues me. So we conduct this massive investigation, and we get all of this evidence showing that I'm right and he's wrong. And we took his deposition. We got him under oath. And we caught him. In perjury and stuff like that from back then. I mean, he perjured himself back during those things, and so we had him. As a result, we could never get him to trial. You see, he's the guy suing me, so I can't make him go to trial. So we kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and finally Judge Sullivan down here in Washington said, I don't care, what the excuse is, this case is going to trial.
Mm-hmm.
Whereupon, he withdraws his charges.
Okay. So he never went.
And he didn't take the stand.
But
then what he does? He gets his lawyer. This lawyer who was trying the case up here for this Ida Maxie Wells going. Now, Ida Maxie Wells was the secretary back in 1972. She is now teaching in a community college in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and nobody's heard of her, right?
We're heard in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
So. Yeah, that's right. So what this guy does, Dean has his lawyer go tape a speech that I made, which had nothing to do with Watergate, and there's a question and answer period afterwards. And in there, someone asked a question about Watergate, and I told the truth about it, and I said this was the desk of Maxie Wells. And as I said at the trial, I cannot think it's Maxie Wells if it was the desk of Joan of Arc. And he said it was the desk of Joan of Arc.
Right.
It was the desk of Maxie Wells.
Right.
So then this guy tells her, Liddy's going all over the country to colleges, damaging your reputation, so you'll never get a good job teaching. So she sues. Now, this is Dean's lawyer doing this. So then Dean's gets her to sue, gives her his lawyer. Right? And what kind of lawyer does he give her? The guy is the wine and food editor of Washingtonian Magazine. He has a law license, and he does practice, right? But that's what he does. And then when she really needs Dean to come up and help and testify, he finks out he won't come.
God, he is a bastard, isn't he?
It's unbelievable.
Well, gee, we are really, really glad to have you back.
Yeah, there's an atmosphere. We were mentioning when we went on the air. The whole building, we're all kind
of
happy.
Well, there was an absence of terror when I was... Gestapo was not keeping everything under control.
Yeah.
We are very happy you were victorious in your lawsuit.
Thank you very much.
Proud to support you, and way to kick some ass. All I ask is that Monday, when you come in, you allow me to smell your fingers. Because I imagine it's going to be a glorious weekend for the G-Man.
Way to go, G-Man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Gordon Liddy.
Gordon Liddy.
Very happy G. Gordon Liddy.
Christ.
All the shows want him, too. All the shows want him.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Yep.
Good guy.
Very good.
Yeah, he taught me how to kill a man with a pencil.
It's incredible. Yeah, but you shouldn't have tried it on yourself.
Well, I was having a bad day.
I know, it's tough.
Having a bad day.
It's very tough.
Listen, anytime anybody in the radio business gets sued,
yes,
it's bad news.
Yes, it is.
And it's always good, being as we've been sued a couple of times.
Absolutely.
It's good to see one in the win column.
It sure is. And it takes a lot of guts to go all the way with it like he did. And that's one of the reasons that we're kind of jacked for him. And, sure. And also, you know, for anybody that studies history and studies Watergate, you know, these theories, to me, the door's not closed on these. That, you know, they broke in not to steal secrets from the Democratic Party.
And it was a call girl.
They were covering up John Dean's girlfriend who became his wife. You know, who knows?
Well, we, you know, we're very fond of G. And
we
wanted to let him know we were behind him. He won his lawsuit.
Very good.
Fantastic. And boy, oh boy.
There he goes.
Would I love to be his penis tonight? I really would. Now listen, in the middle of all of that,
yes,
of our triumphant return with G. Gordon Liddy, poor Bob Barker had to go out in the hallway.
Yes, he did.
Right. Now, Bob. Bob?
Hello?
Do you even understand what just happened?
No, I don't. I'm not familiar with that man. I know he was bald and had a black mustache.
His name is G. Gordon Liddy.
G. Gordon Liddy, the Watergate burglar.
Yes, and he just
had a... very complicated.
He just won a defamation lawsuit.
I'd love to get him on Dice Game. He's a lucky man. I'm sure he could go to the Showcase Showdown on The Price is Right, and I bet he'd win.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bob.
Yes, Don. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Bob.
Oh, that's a good boy, young Rob Spiewak.
Bob, we were going to ask you.
Yes.
And incidentally, why you had to leave the room while we talked to G. Gordon Liddy?
I had to write Spelling Bee for the next edition of The Price is Right, and I had to work on hole-in-one, my putting stroke. You know, I make most of the putts that I putt on hole-in-one. I don't do it on Blinko, though. That would cause the nails to go into my spine.
Did you have anything else to drink?
I had a large tumbler of vodka, and I found a bottle of Grey Goose.
Oh, I love Grey Goose.
It's very tasty. Bob loves vodka. The Price is Right. I love it. I do.
You know, we were talking about your whores.
Yes.
Bob's Barker's Beauties.
I remember one of my hoes, the lovely new Nikki. We were playing Golden Road. And I said, wouldn't it be fun
Golden Road
to play Golden Road with a golden shower? And she slapped me. It's very complicated. Is it three?
Now, what about the stories in the press that the CBS executives,
yes,
are moving out some of the older hoes and bringing
true
in newer and younger hoes?
Well, I can explain it to you on some of the more complicated games, like Switcheroo. It's very difficult for the older women to participate, and my beauties have to be beauties, and unfortunately, gravity is taking its toll on the skin of some of Barker's beauties.
All right, then, Bob, be honest.
Be honest, Bob.
At what age do you think Barker's beauties hit the wall? At what age?
Oh, this is like playing range game. Is it 20?
No, I'm asking your opinion.
I think they all should hit the wall at 20. I've lobbied for years that once they're 20, past your time, I like them all in that two-year age range from 18 to 20, maybe 21. At the outside on Barker's Beauties, they're fantastic. Janice is 60.
And what is it you like best about a young woman between 18 and 20?
Well, when you're doing The Price is Right, and I'm standing at Barker's Bargain Bar. I like to see firm, supple flesh staring at me out of their lovely pastel uniforms. I like firm thighs, perky breasts, shoulders firm, long, fresh hair. I don't like to see overly made-up hags on The Price is Right.
Is it true that you have a private consultation with all of the new Barker's beauties and that it involves some type of nude parade?
Well, let me tell you, I can tell you, Don, that all of the Barker's beauties have to go through a very intricate screening process, and they come into my office, and we explain some of the more complicated games to them, like bullseye or grocery game or blank check, and I say it's going to be very warm. We're going through a very tough indoctrination. Wouldn't you be more comfortable slipping out of that blouse? Yes, yes. And if they say no, I say, say, no.
No.
Well, I'm afraid you cannot be a Barker's Beauty because you didn't get topless for Bob.
So is that what you require?
That's what I require. As a matter of fact, extra bonus points are given for total nudity. Bob wants Bush. Bob wants Bush.
Wow.
So they do and they don't, and it doesn't matter because there are plenty more where they came from. And if I can't find them, I know Rod Roddy can bring some back from Thailand.
How is
That's
Rod?
Where he buys the material, you know, for his suits.
How is Rod's problem?
Pardon me?
How is Rod's problem?
Well, he's doing fine. He's doing wonderfully. We don't let him go to Asia as often as we used to. He got in trouble in that bathhouse with those boys.
Yeah.
It's not good. So I said, Rod Roddy. I called him into my office after I'd been talking with Janice and letting her down easy. And I said, Rod, you cannot go over to Thailand and misbehave every 6 months. It was once every 3 months where Rod Roddy would jet off to Thailand saying he was buying fabric for his crazy sport coats. And I told him, if you do that again, that's how much it meant to me. I'm sorry. I said, if you do that again, if you jet off to Thailand and get caught in the bathhouse, I will not be there to support you. And he said, I understand, Bob. Consider it done. And you know, he hasn't gotten in trouble yet. Isn't that wonderful?
Bob, listen, one last thing we got to ask.
Absolutely. It's almost time to play Pathfinders.
This whole thing with you and the spaying and neutering of animals.
Yes.
Is it real or is it BS, just a PR move?
I don't give a rat's ass about animals. It doesn't matter. You always have to have a hook. Bob Barker's saying, don't forget to spay and neuter your pets. People love me. That's why I am the most lovable game show host in daytime television.
Then can I tell the truth? That before you came in today,
yes,
he was in fact eating a Vietnamese dish that included
dog. I was eating roasted dog, fresh, and I do believe it was someone's pet. On the Price is Right. Have you ever had dog?
I believe I've eaten some dog.
I've eaten a few dogs as well. It's very complicated.
Do you ever eat cats?
Eaten cats, dogs, monkey brains while they're still alive. I've been all over the Far East eating delicacies, absolutely. If it's not moving, it's not edible as far as I'm concerned.
You eat tabby?
You eat a delicious flavor, cat. I love all the endangered species on the Bob Barker plate. It's a scam.
Is it true? Okay, listen.
Yes.
Then let me ask you about your wild New Year's Eve party.
I was talking to Mark Goodson and Bill Todman at my wild New Year's Eve party, and I said, try this antelope steak. It's fantastic. And we're going to have roast snow owl for dessert.
Is it true that you had bald eagle cut up into little cubes, and then you had little toothpicks put into the bald eagle?
I'd like to tell you a story, if I may.
Yes.
When we bring in a studio audience to the Bob Barker Studio in Television City in Hollywood, we normally offer everyone hors d'oeuvres. And we say they're exotic meats, like these are alligator bites, or we're having chicken fingers, when in fact it's all bald eagle. It's bald eagle that everyone eats before we start with the Price is Right. It's fantastic.
So you really don't care about the animal population.
No, I don't care about animals. I care about... Do you know what I care about?
What do you care about?
I care about me. Me and me alone. I don't care about other human beings. I care about Bob Barker and Television City.
Are you jealous of Regis?
I'm not jealous of anyone. No. I'm too old to be jealous, and that's why I drink.
Okay, he's drinking again right now.
Let's play money game.
Okay, let's play
Bingo Super Bowl Master Key.
Let's play Jeopardy right now.
The bag, lucky set of dice game. Waterway, money game, any number game. Three strikes, hole in one or two.
We'll make the first two calls right now, Bob.
Witcheroo, Punch a Bunch, Parker's Bargain Bar, Balance Game, Secret X
at 877-365-3636. I take it back.
Time for cliffhangers.
We have a champion, so we just need a challenger right now.
I wish you the very best of luck, but someone will lose and I'll
I'll show you off the stage.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
Oh! You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you.
I want the whole thing. Oh!
Oh! The price is wrong, bitch. Oh! Oh!
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough.
Oh, bitch. Down to only two herpes pills a day. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now you've had enough.
I remember that scene with Adam Sandler like it was yesterday. Bitch.
It was great fun.
That shocked a lot of people, but...
I know.
I think it shocked people who didn't know the Bob Barker that we know.
Yeah, I know. You've listened to me on this show for a long time. You know that that language is no stranger to Bob. Bitch. But I'll tell you, he's a wonderful, wonderful young man. And I enjoyed doing the movie.
Were you drunk during the movie?
Oh, yes, I was. Just like I am now and when I'm on The Price is Right. Thank you.
Are you another drink?
I'd like another sip.
Go ahead.
Bob will be taking a sip. What type of vodka is Bob drinking?
Bob, what is it?
Oh, Smirnoff.
And, Bob, I got one thing before we play the game.
Yes?
Rob, you just Lisa to come in.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Have you met the newest member of our staff since the last time you were here?
What's her name?
Her name is Lisa.
Lisa?
And what I'd like you to do is, now, she's not going to get naked.
All right.
But evaluate her the way you would evaluate any woman coming in to be one of Barker's beauties.
Hello, I'm Bob.
Hi, Bob. Nice to meet you. I'm a big fan.
Are you a big fan
of
the show?
Every day before I come to work.
I have several questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you put out?
Absolutely.
That's a good one. Who's the biggest star on daytime television?
Oh, Bob Barker.
Very good. And will you take your clothes off after every show?
Of course.
Congratulations, you're a new Barker beauty.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now walk out slowly, please.
Yes, sir.
There
thank you.
One, two, three, all. Wonderful.
Now, you said that she would be hired as a Barker's beauty.
In a minute, she would be hired as a Barker beauty. I'd like to tell you that I go through an intricate screening process when I'm hiring my beauties.
Okay, then what is it about Lisa that you enjoyed?
She was perky, friendly.
Yes.
She knew I was the biggest star on daytime television.
Yeah.
And she said she'd get nude after every show, which is essential at Television City in Hollywood.
What did you think about the way she looks?
I thought she looked wonderful, not old and haggard like some of my beauties that have been on the show too long on The Price is Right.
What do you think is her best asset?
Her best asset is her ass. Her ass is her best asset. I made a funny.
Yes, you did.
That is funny.
But celebrate with a little sip.
That's good. It's going to be. I'll tell you that when they honored me with the Bob Barker Theater at CBS Television City.
You mean when they just took that room where they do your show and they called it a theater?
It's not a room. It's a studio. It's a television soundstage. And I was very grateful that they took the time to give that studio my name. And now it's the Bob Barker Studio. Live from the Bob Barker Studio, it's The Price is Right. How many people in television can say they've had a studio named after them, Don?
Until your show is canceled, and they rip down that plastic plaque.
No, The Price is Right will go on long after I die. Oh. Which almost happened when I had my brain problem.
Oh, we remember that.
I was spinning out of control, but I'm good now, and I'm ready to play the game that we have here. Let's play In the Bag.
No, we're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
You mean this is a squeeze play?
No, we're playing Low Budget Jeopardy.
Card game.
No, Low Budget Jeopardy.
Betty Ante.
Two contestants on the phone right now.
Oh, all right. All right, we'll play it your way.
Hey, what'd you think of Lisa's rack?
A fine rack, but
'Cause I'd like to see that rack on the Price is Right, and all my beauties show me the antlers, if you know what I mean. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now, entering the studio is a computer analyst from Lafayette, Louisiana. Let's say hi to Laura Asher. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm great.
How are you?
I'm perfect.
Good. And now entering the studio is our returning No Budget Jeopardy champion. His social security number is...
No.
I won't read that, but it's on the paper.
Just tell us how much money he's won, Bob.
His one day total. Would you like to know his social security number?
Just give us the total.
$57. I'd like to give out his social security number on the radio.
What's the guy's name?
He's a contractor from Bethesda. Let's say hi to Alan Beal. Alan A. Beal. Easier to find with the social security number. Hello.
Alan? Hi, Bob. Hi, Don.
Alan, being our returning low budget Jeopardy champion, besides the fact that Bob Barker is about to read your social security number on the radio,
I've got it. How has this changed your life?
Well, you know, Low Budget was a omen for good luck. I won a frisbee golf tournament over the weekend. I won two quarters of the Super Bowl pool, and my seven-month-old son started to crawl this week.
Are you feeling lucky, Alan?
I'd like to parlay it into some more, Bob.
Wonderful. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Laura. Alan, it's very complicated. Don't screw with you. And say hi to Mr. Geronimo.
Thank you, Bob. And hello, Laura. Hello, Alan. Kids, don't forget to answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing clip-on ties, suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. Unless we're playing the game with Al Kudler, or Quizmaster, and always please call him B-Squared.
Bob, I'm here. I didn't fall asleep. I don't have narcolepsy. Hello.
Here are your categories, kids. And they are... Name that game show host.
Game show host. I'm very fond of that.
You see what he's doing, Rob? Bob Barker is picking his nose and eating it.
No.
Yeah.
I don't eat my boogers.
I just saw you do it.
I don't eat my boogers.
All right, name that game show host.
Celebrities pick Friends or Survivor. Which will they watch?
Oh, poppycock. Much Ado About Nothing. Watch daytime television. Name that new NFL coach.
I don't follow sports.
Appearing next week on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh, thank you. Promote the other game show, Don.
And States and Capitals.
States and Capitals.
Okay, you're there one more time.
Good job.
Name that game show host. Celebrities pick Friends or Survivor.
I'm trembling.
Name that new NFL coach. Appearing next week on Celebrity Jeopardy. What do you got, the chills?
No, I've got a disease.
And States and Capitals.
I'm sorry, I'm shaking.
What do you got?
I don't know.
The Michael J. Fox thing?
It hasn't been diagnosed yet, but I'm receiving occasional treatment and medication.
Laura, you are the challenger.
It looks like I had Parkinson's.
That's not funny, Rob.
That isn't funny, Bob.
No.
Laura, we like girls better than boys. We will start with you.
Okay. How about Friends versus Survivor?
All right. Celebrities. They ask celebrities. What are you going to watch?
Good luck.
I'll go with Friends.
Friends or Survivor. No, honey. I'll give you the name of a celebrity.
Oh, sorry.
And you tell me what they said they watched last night. Okay?
Buena suerte. Ray Romano.
What is Survivor?
No. Alan, it's your chance to steal on The Price is Right.
What is Friends?
Yes, Ray Romano says he watched Friends last night.
$1 for Alan. Select again, please. It's very complicated.
Celebrity's pick for two.
Edie Falco. She's on The Sopranos.
Oh.
What is Survivor?
No. No. It's not.
Alan.
Laura, it's your chance to steal.
How about, what is Friends?
Yes, that's right. Edie Falco said she watched Friends last night.
Edie Falco? Way to go, Laura. Now select again in the category.
Same category.
Same category for three. Sean Puffy Combs.
Oh, I would say Survivor.
That was not in the form of a question.
Oh, not in the form of a question. Alan, would you like to steal on the game?
What is Survivor?
Right. Puffy watched Survivor last night.
$3. Alan, you're in control. Select again.
State and capitals for one, please.
All right, here you go. Very easy ones today. It is the capital of the great state of Georgia.
What is Atlanta?
Right.
$1 for you, Alan. You're doing well going again.
State and capitals for two, please.
Capital of Wisconsin.
What is Madison?
Right again, genius.
$2 is what we have for Alan. Go.
State and capitals for three, please.
Michigan.
What is Lansing?
There you go. Lance that boil. That's a perfect three for three.
Wonderful. Very smart for you, Alan. Now you must select again. You've got a commanding lead right now on low budget.
Name that game show host for one, please.
He is the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Who is a little short guy?
Wonderful answer. Can't we give him the money for that?
No, we can't, Bob.
All right, Laura, your chance to steal.
Who is Pat Sajak?
Right, Pat Sajak.
Ooh.
Oh, come on, Boo.
Ooh, oh, he's a bastard.
Why?
Because he's the competition. $1 for you, Laura. Select again, please.
Same category for two.
The new version of Family Feud.
Oh, who is that big guy?
Alan, your chance to steal.
Who is Louis Anderson?
Right.
Not technically a game show host.
He hosts a game show.
Not technically a game show host. He's a comedian.
He's a what?
He's a wannabe. He's a fat wannabe.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
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 Barker says okay.
Okay.
All right. Alan, select again, please.
Name that game show host for three, please.
I'm a fighter.
MTV's Remote Control.
Who's Carson Daly?
No.
No.
Alan, that's not correct. Laura?
That would have been my guess. I don't know.
Is she right?
No.
No. Ken Ober.
Ken Ober. I like him.
Why?
Because he's funny. And now, Alan, you're in control on Low Budget Jeopardy.
Celebrity Jeopardy for one.
All right, here we go. These stars will be appearing on Celebrity Jeopardy. Bob, where are you shaking
it? I'm having another flare. I'll be fine. Don't mind me.
I am concerned about your health, Bob.
No. Don't be concerned. I'm fine.
You think you should be drinking as heavily as you've been drinking?
I'm self-medicating.
Okay.
I'm not drinking. Bob's, just remember, repeat after me. Bob's not drinking.
Bob's not drinking.
Bob is self-medicating.
Bob is self-medicating.
Wonderful. Now,
wonderful.
Proceed.
Now, proceed.
Now, you don't have to repeat that.
You don't have to repeat that.
Stop.
Stop.
Damn you.
Damn you.
Damn it.
Damn it. Okay. Appearing next week on Celebrity Jeopardy for one.
Are you gonna boot? Are you gonna boot?
No.
Bob doesn't boot.
Okay. Next week on Celebrity Jeopardy for one. Nell.
Who is the Jody Foster?
Yeah, you just pulled that out of your ass. Correct.
$1 for you, Alan. Select again.
Jeopardy for two, please.
Former NBA star, he is now fatter than either me, Don, or him, Mike.
Who is Charles Barkley?
Right. $2 for Alan Blazing Go.
Jeopardy for three, please.
Women's Team USA soccer star.
Who is Mia Hamm?
No.
Joe.
No.
Laura, you chance to see her.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm not a big sports fan.
Is she right?
No.
No.
No, she's not.
Brandi Chastain.
And Alan, you're in control of the board.
New NFL coaches for one.
All right, here you go. All these are pretty easy. Name that new NFL coach. He's the new head coach of the Washington Redskins.
Who is Marty Schottenheimer?
$1 for Alan. Go!
Coaches for two, please.
He's the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Who is Art Modell?
No. Laura, would you like a chance to steal?
I sure would. How about who is Butch Davis?
Now listen.
$2 the girl steals from the boy on a boy's category.
Alan, what a fag you are. What a fag you are. She just got that one.
Thank you, Don.
All right, for three. And I'm going to tell you something. Laura?
Yes?
You get the next one for three. I'm going to double it to six.
All right. I'm ready.
He's the new head coach of the New York Jets.
Oh, that one I don't know.
Alan, your chance to steal.
Who is Parcells?
No. What a fag you are. No, it's a Herman Edwards.
Herman Edwards.
Herman Edwards.
Herman Munster.
What?
Herman's Hermits.
Okay, hold
Bob's
on.
Bob's doing stream of consciousness radio.
Alan, Laura, hold on a second, kids. Now, they both have enough money to go to the next round, right, Bob?
Yes, they do, Don, and I have to make water.
Okay, well, why don't you?
I have to water the garden.
Go down the hall with Rob.
Don, I have to choke the carrot.
Do you need help with that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Rob?
Just with zipping and shaking, nothing else.
Okay, Rob.
Thank you. Come along, Rob.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
Now, William, I tell you, William. William? William? There's some of those people out there that are saying, it's a car, it's a car. Even if it's a car, you have no idea what we have for William. William, you're going to love this. William, you're going to talk about this for years to come. William, this is going to be so exciting. Now, wait, I'll show him when I'm ready. I want to get him ready. I think he's ready. Let's show him.
Wearing their game day attire, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mill.
I think he's ready. Let's show him. All right, Bob, let's play Final Love of Jeopardy. Now we have Laura and Alan standing by. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Okay, here he is. Your final low-budget Jeff R.D. category, and it is, how old is Hannibal?
Oh, wonderful.
So, within 1 year, either way, we're looking for the current age of Hannibal star Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, wonderful question, Don.
Either way, one year. Don't forget, answer the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Bobbing for Beauties. Scenes from the Barker hot dog. You'll see all of my beauties in various stages of undress in the Bobbing Barker Bobbing Pool. All the best ones, Janice Pennington, Diane Parkinson, and Holly Hallstrom. And then we all watch Unfixed Pets Have Sex. Now back to Final Love of Jeopardy with Don Geronimo.
Unfixed pets having sex.
Dogs. Primarily dogs, Don.
Okay.
Two golden retriever.
Who do we want to talk to first here?
We want to go to Laura Ashurst.
All right. Hey, Laura.
Yeah.
How old is Hannibal? Within 1 year, either way, the current age of Hannibal star Anthony Hopkins.
55.
Honey, that was not in the form of a question.
No, you have to put it in the form of a question. Laura, you should have known that.
I know. Sorry. It's my first time and I'm so nervous.
Alan?
What is 56?
Alan? No. And Laura, it wouldn't have mattered anyway.
All right.
Because he is 63.
He's old.
That means we were
would have accepted 62, 63, or 64.
Wonderful. It's very complicated.
It's the type of game we've just played that Alan Line wanted to love. We're giving away absolutely no money.
No money at all.
And because it's the end of the week, we only have one parting gift, too.
But it's a dandy.
Oh. So, Alan and Laura, please don't go away mad. Just go away. Alan, you do get to keep the money that you won in the past. Here is Bob Barker, Bob.
That's right, Alan. You keep your $57. And now, Alan and Laura, listen to your prize. Are you ready?
Ready.
You have won a Jackson Hewitt tax kit. Jackson Hewitt will work hard to get you exactly what you want. Every dollar you deserve, yes. Call 1-800-234-1040 today for the Jackson Hewitt in your neighborhood. Congratulations, Laura and Alan, and thanks for being on The Price is Right.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Bob, will you tell Mike that Bob sounds a little bit like Cosby now?
I will tell him absolutely, you incredible a-hole loser.
Thank you, Mike. Don't take it personal.
I don't. I know Mike does, though. Alan, I've got your Social Security number.
And, Laura, thank you, honey.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Hold on a second, please. Thank you both for listening. Have a great weekend. Well, Bob, I guess it's out for more unprotected sex with animals.
I'd like to do that. We like to go out into California, and we like to watch the animals have sex. It's great fun. Now the price is right.
Ever have the girls have sex with the animals?
Yes, we do. Bestiality abounds on the set of The Price is Right in the Bob Barker studio.
Well, Bob, always great having you by.
Always good to be by, Don.
I'm sure you'll be on again the next time you have some kind of medical problem.
I know I will, and I sure hope that doesn't happen soon. I hope my brain aneurysms hold up.
And Bob, always remember, never forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Check out my bony ass.
Bob Barker. Bob Barker on the show. He's good for two visits a year.
Yes, he is.
Very good. One visit when he's healthy.
Yes.
Right. And the second visit, whenever we read in the newspaper that, like, he's fallen downstairs or something.
Yeah, look for around Halloween.
Yes.
Yes, Bob. Yes, Rob.
Hey, oh, it's news time now. News and comments time.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
Hey, did you really have that guy's Social Security number?
Yes, I did.
Why was that on your show?
I don't know. That's what made me laugh when I saw it. It was cracking me up because it was written down right here. I think that they're very thorough in the back room for people that might be scammers.
Gotcha.
I think they like to get all the vital information.
Buzz, is that your lead story, that Mike has that guy Alan's Social Security number?
No, that's Alan's problem. Tonight's top story, a band of enemies beats a group of friends.
Oh, right. Okay, Survivor and Friends.
Right. I don't think it's the right Social Security number, but it's got the right numbers there.
Maybe it is. Why don't you think it's the right number?
Yeah. Maybe it is the right
number. Why would they put a fake Social Security number down?
Well, I'll be testing it out all weekend.
They have to have the number
right
to write him his check.
Ah, that's what it is.
For the money that he won.
That's right. Well, they'll be getting this back.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very professional.
Number one, Arbitron Wake. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Jizzy. The Don and Mike Show.
Here we go to the world of buzz, news, and comment tonight. Sponsored by eGars.com. They have great gifts for Valentine's Day, like cigar samplers from Macanudo, Particus, and Punch. www.egars.com. Now, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. All day, the numbers have tumbled in and have been broken down and analyzed, but the results are clear. Survivor beat Friends last night. 29 million people watched Survivor 2. That's about as many people as watched the last installment of the first Survivor series. And it's 7 million more people than watched Friends last night. CBS even made a serious dent in the Peacock Network's numbers with the drama CSI, but it finished a close second to Will and Grace and Just Chewed Me. ER, however, beat the dickens out of 48 hours, and with that, NBC won the night, as it has for the better part of the last
20 years.
Yeah, but they might have won the night, but the 8 to 9 o'clock is what everybody was looking at.
That's right. Yeah, they named the night. They won the night.
The night.
Here's an interesting tidbit from Survivor you probably won't hear about on the show. We mentioned it at the top of this program today. Akel, the guy voted off last night, was accused of sneaking off into the woods to eat a secret stash of food he'd smuggled in. Beef jerky, they said it was. The New York Post says that after telling the producers of their suspicions, the rest of his tribe rifled through Kel's backpack but found no food. That you saw on the show. What you didn't see was what happened next. The rest of the tribe led the camera crew to Kel's hiding place to see if they could catch him sneaking a snack. When they found the former military man, he wasn't eating. He was pleasuring himself. Reportedly.
Oh, Kel. He was jerking on his beef. He wasn't beef jerky, but he was jerking on his beef.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, if they just let those cameras roll. Well, they probably have it on tape.
Yeah, hopefully, somewhere. And listen, if they're really desperate for beef jerky, I bet that that old broad could just break off a piece from between her legs.
You are infatuated with her.
I am.
Marilyn.
You got to know she's got some bad roast beef down there.
She's a local girl.
Oh, yeah, she's coming on the show Monday.
She's a local girl.
Monday, coming on the show, the bad dog.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
The bloodbath continues. Now comes word that General Electric will lay off 50 to 80,000 people as it absorbs Honeywell and turns more of its own work over to computers. Computers gave us jobs in the 90s and the new millennium, the computers taketh away. There have been tens of thousands of layoffs across the country in the past few weeks. Combined with a lack of growth in manufacturing and the economy overall, experts say this is now a recession.
Or they lay off some of the slackers around here.
They might.
How about starting up on the third floor?
Be careful what you wish for.
His name is Jim McClure.
Unemployment is also up to its highest level in 16 months, but experts say payrolls actually increased last month at three times the expected amount, whatever that means. On Wall Street today, the Dow and the NASDAQ each lost just over 115 points. Investors were disappointed that the unemployment numbers will not prompt another cut in interest rates. Oh, they wrapped up the testimony today, or at least they were supposed to, in the sexual assault trial of former Green Bay Packers player Mark Chimura.
Yeah, it was finger,
yeah,
vagina,
very graphic,
penis.
Mm-hmm.
Anus.
That's right.
That's what they talked about a lot today during the trial there.
Oh, for trial. Yesterday, a high school football player who was at the party where this allegedly occurred testified that Chimura's accuser had been flirting with the NFL pro.
Oh, yeah.
Go, Pack, go!
The high school boy says the girl willingly went into that bathroom with Chimura. He says prosecutors threatened to arrest him if he didn't change his statement to say that he didn't remember what happened. The 31-year-old Chimura is facing up to 40 years in prison and up to $20,000 in fines.
Oh, for Lester Burnham.
If you call a woman Monica, and that's not her name, you may be guilty of sexual harassment.
Oh, please.
A federal judge has ruled against a New York State college professor who repeatedly called one of his students Monica and Monica Lewinsky. The now former student reportedly looks a lot like Monica. The professor was accused of saying things like, "Shut up, Monica, I'll give you a cigar later," and "How was your weekend with Bill?" A student says he did this in front of the whole class, humiliating her and making her unable to concentrate on that class or any other.
Jesus Christ, people sue for everything now.
Yes, they do. Her lawyer says some students even called her Monica because that was the only name they knew her by. The lawyer for the 70-year-old professor says the charge is ridiculous.
Well, how does she know they didn't mean Monica from Friends?
Yes, exactly. The lawyer says it's political correctness taken to the extreme. But now, the first thing you should know about the Friendship Heights Township of Washington, D.C., is that it has one of the strictest anti-smoking laws in the country. You cannot smoke there, even on the street or in a park. The second thing you should probably know is that the mayor of Friendship Heights is a doctor who has been arrested for improperly touching a boy inside the National Cathedral on Sunday.
That's right. Welcome to Friendship Heights. You can't smoke here.
Mm-hmm.
But we love touching your boys.
Unbelievable. Alfred Mueller turned himself in Wednesday night after a warrant had been issued. He's pleading not guilty and vigorously denies the charges. Wow. We'll let you know what happens.
Well, now, didn't he say that he was actually in the bathroom and that it's a
misunderstanding.
Well, didn't he say the kid came into the bathroom and accosted him?
Well, that's what he claims. That's what he said. He also serves, by the way, as an usher at the National Cathedral, which is why he was there in the first place.
One of the guards that helped pinpoint him said that when he left the cathedral that day, the guard called out to him and he didn't pay any attention, hurried to his car and sped away.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That's how I leave when I'm ushering church.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Can you smoke bowl there?
I don't know.
Smoke bowl. That's funny.
Friendship.
Friendship smoking bowl.
Friendship in New Heights. This time, the kids whining about their school's cafeteria food hail from Hyannis, Massachusetts. This week, one of the students found...
That is Hyannis.
Hyannis.
Hyannis, Massachusetts. Hyannis, Massachusetts.
Hyannis. Sounds uncomfortable.
Spelled H-I-A-N-U-S.
That's what I say whenever I see Jeremy in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Hyannis.
This week...
Hello, Don.
This week, one of the students at an elementary school there found part of a human thumb in her sandwich.
Mmm!
Officials have traced the thumb to a thumb tip to a cafeteria worker who lost it in a vegetable slicer.
I'm sorry.
The student spat out the thumb piece after detecting something in the part of the sandwich she was chewing at the time.
No. Hi, Don. Oh, hi, boy.
Cool.
Hello, boy.
A guy with a machete and a baseball bat terrorized students and teachers at an elementary school today. It happened in Pennsylvania countryside. Of five kids, two teachers, and one principal got hurt. But none of the injuries are very serious, we're pleased to report. Police nabbed the guy about 20 minutes later. They are not sure of his motive since the man has no apparent connection with the school.
Here he is.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
I told you he'd flip his cap one of these days.
Darlene, where's my machete?
Hold on, we'll be right back.
All right.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
Healthier than a bowl of scabs. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, be advised, boys.
Yes. The poker room's back open. Football season's over. Poker room opens up.
Take a couple of weeks of just talking to some of the junks.
We have basically a one-month poker season. And you know, it's between your football and my golf. And we play intense poker, and I'm ready for it.
So, Buzz, write it down. Get out of your plastic container with all your quarters.
All right.
I think a couple of weeks from tomorrow night.
And I always ask every year, are we going to up the ante this year?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah.
We'll have a little bit this
Yes.
So a couple of weeks.
All right, there'll be more passion with that.
You know, have Lurch, EB, Johnny Cakes, Buzz, Robbie, and Mike.
We'll do it.
And me.
And you got that good poker table.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And then, of course, in the background will be the television set where we bet on what's going on the TV.
Oh, we should watch XFL while we play poker.
Fantastic.
Great. Okay, you bring the food.
I will. As usual, I'll go to Subway. I get the big sandwich that you know they sold me for a dollar one time.
All right, Buzz. In sports, the NBA has fined Philadelphia's Allen Iverson $5,000 for using a derogatory remark about gays to a heckler during a game with Indiana.
Really?
That's the one. Iverson has apologized, but he says he was answering insults and racial taunts from that fan. Michael Jordan says he's not going anywhere. Jordan's denying rumors that he might take part ownership of the Chicago Bulls, where he spent his entire playing career. But Jordan says he intends to fulfill his 5-year commitment to the Washington Wizards, where he's had a majority interest for the past year. Jordan tells the Washington Times he's always honored his contracts. Besides, he says, the Bulls had their chance to make a deal with him before he joined the Wizards.
You know, when all the boys come over to the house to play poker, mm-hmm. I think probably my favorite thing of all is when Buzz brings his Tupperware container.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very cool.
Of quarters.
Yes.
Lays them all out on the table. Mm-hmm. And then when Buzz loses all his money.
Yes.
He just gets up and leaves.
That's it.
I mean, he doesn't get up in a huff.
No.
It's just Buzz. It's
when you're done, you're done.
It's like, I'm out of money. Have a good time.
Yeah, there's a lesson there that I should follow when Buzz quietly gets up and leaves. I don't leave that way.
We count on the fact that you stay.
There's something we like better than when Buzz leaves.
It's not a super tantrum, though, but it's when I go, okay, see y'all later.
That's right. It's like a false happiness.
So long, guys. I really enjoyed it. Bye. On your behalf, that only happened a couple of times.
I know.
Out of the 10 times we've come to my house to play poker,
right.
Only twice have you left in that happy, mad way.
Yeah, nothing I can do about it. No.
Your shirt never touches your back. You're just out the door.
Three Rivers Stadium won't get blown up this weekend. After all, the implosion's been pushed back a week because workers weren't able to get the explosives in place in time. Big league sluggers are going to have to hit the ball an extra 7 feet or so at Camden Yards this year. The Orioles have pushed back their home plate to make for a bigger field.
Oh, no.
That means fewer...
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Well, it means fewer homers and a smaller foul territory. The O's say it was necessary to correct a drainage problem.
Oh, foul death territory.
No drainage problem in Baltimore. Finally, a couple of guys who...
Kind of like in your stomach.
I don't have that problem anymore.
I know, I'm kidding.
I am pleased to tell you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I couldn't be happier.
Very good.
Finally, a couple of guys who probably listened to this show got into an ugly fight out in Reno this week. Cal Gaines got into an argument with his friend, and they wound up throwing gasoline on him. And then he tried to throw a burning match onto the guy, but the friend saw this coming and was at that same moment reaching for a chainsaw. Luckily for both guys...
Jesus Christ, Buzz.
Luckily for both guys, the gasoline didn't ignite and the chainsaw wouldn't start. So they fought the old-fashioned way with fists.
Hey, they got to come to the next Las Vegas-style show when we're out there in 3 weeks.
Yeah, we'll put that fight up on stage. Mr. Gaines is in jail now that he's been treated for his injuries. The two men reportedly met in prison.
Well,
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. New. Yeah, that's it. New. We got to go. Somebody tell the sports junkies that they're going to have an interview with Melissa Stark tonight.
Oh.
Because I guess she's going to call in about 30 minutes and we're not going to be here.
Fantastic. They'll enjoy her.
Sure. That's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Mark. We will. Monday with the all-new episode, Hello, John and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Ryan, what's your name?
I am Mike, a.k.a. The Crust, a.k.a. The Finger.
Okay, a.k.a. Where are you from?
Springfield, Virginia.
You, my friend, have won a pair of upfront tickets to WWF SmackDown.
Woo-hoo!
See over 40 of your favorite WWF stars live at MCI Center on March 6th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. through the box office and Ticketmaster, but you have won your tickets. Enjoy the wrestling.
Be on the lookout for Dynamite 316 at WWF.
Right, thank you.
Groom.com.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
That's it. We got to go. See you Monday with the new episode. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie. Ah, it's Christmas in February. Rob, throw your Santa Claus hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it
Overhanded.
Wow. We threw it overhanded.
Wow, it's like being...
You're so much comfortable underhanded, Mike.
I know.
It's almost like someone else threw it.
I'm like Kel.
Okay,
in the woods.
We'll see you Monday.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. So let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.